like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You know, we had a great time with you and today. It was, you know, the bike we're going to ride is a 1938 AJS. You know, one of the cool things about Brooklyn's is that...
You know, looking at these bikes, it kind of, you know, looking at some of the technology on these bikes. You know, the thing I think that's most interesting about the British...
You know, one of the cool things about Brooklyn's is that they preserve one of Europe's oldest racetracks.
You know, midway through the ride, we switched. Hey, what? I really enjoyed...
We got out a little bit. The weather's unbelievable.
You know, Ewan finally showed up. He was a little bit late, but
You know, we had a great time with Ewan today. It was real. You know, one of the cool things about Brooklyn's is that, you know, the bike we're going to ride is a 1938.
You know, looking at these bikes, it kind of gives you some, you know, looking at some of the technology on these. You know, the thing I think that's most interesting about.
You know, the bike we're going to ride is a 1938 AJS. We got out a little bit. The weather's.
You know, Ewan finally showed up. He was a little bit late, but
you know, after a great ride, we arrived here at Brooklyn Museum.
You know, looking at some of the technology on these bikes, and
you know, one of the cool things about Brooklyn's is that
you know, looking at these bikes, it kind of gives you.
You know, the bike we're gonna ride is a 1938 AJS. You know, we had a great time with you and today. It was really nice of him to bring us out to Brooklyn's and give us a little British history. Thank you,
thanks guys.
And it's fitting because he's Scottish, and tomorrow we'll be visiting his homeland. Thank you, section.
You know.
You know. Let's start today with some new tapes from the Belcher. And who knew that Roseanne Barr had a call-in radio show? Really?
Who knew?
She does.
Here is Johnny Argent and Roseanne Barr.
Thanks a lot for calling, Dwight.
Hey,
okay,
guys,
let's have our guest.
I tell you what, just before the traffic, which is like 30 seconds from now, we also have Frank calling in that wanted to jump in here real quick. Frank?
Would you get his, would you tell him what to do?
Yeah, right. I'll tell him how to
Thanks,
get back.
Thank you, Ray.
Hey, Frank, welcome to our show.
Hi,
what's
Frank.
Up?
Hi, Roseanne.
Hey.
Hi. Forgive me for being a little nervous. I've never
That's
called
okay.
a radio show. I'm listening to you on the internet.
Oh.
I've been a fan of yours. I can't believe I'm on the phone with the Roseanne Barr. I've been a fan of yours since long before you did the guest thing on the Don and Mike show with the zucchini squash. And long before your brain fell out. I didn't know you had Tourette's. Could you maybe curse a little bit? Or maybe
they won't allow me
say
to.
Say something strange for us.
No, I've already been warned.
Whoopee!
I think that's the highlight of the day.
Party on. How better to go into traffic? It's Ray with traffic.
As long as he doesn't hit the road, I'm happy. All right. And we got your guest coming up. Stand by.
Yeah,
before your brain fell out.
All right. Here's what's going on the roadways right now. We have cleared the problem.
Roseanne just described how to handle it.
Yeah, well, hold
Absolutely.
On a second. Then he called back. A second time.
Oh, then she might not like it.
A second time.
Thank you for calling. I do remember you.
And this is John in San Bernardino.
Okay. Is it on subject? Hi, John.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. I have a question about whether or not with his organization, I believe it's Fairness and... What is it? Fairness and Accuracy in Media?
In Reporting.
And Reporting? Media and Reporting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's your question?
My question is, does he cover... only say specific radio shows? Does he cover all of the media? Because he seems to dwell in one area, and I wanted to know if he has ever seen Rob Spiewak naked in the shower. Whoopee!
Oh, it's that guy again. Okay, Ray, someone's gonna have to screen the call.
They love you.
Okay, so let's not take any more calls for a while. Okay, Steve, continue.
Well, I don't know what to answer to that, but I think I have seen that guy naked in the shower.
Steve, it doesn't seem like them.
And that there's, one more.
Oh, good.
All right.
There's a third in the trifecta.
Terrible.
We've got Richard in Riverside has a question for
you,
Steve.
Well, did you ask him if
he
had a
question? Yeah, that guy I've hung up on two more times.
Yeah, I think we won't do that.
Well, this one is definitely real.
For real?
Yeah, I hung up on him two more times. He's calling on the other line. So
okay, but I want to say that I heard that you went and had a beer with Noam Chomsky and our other caller, Scott.
I'm lucky
like
that I got to speak to or chat with most of my heroes growing up, and Noam is definitely one of them.
Me too. Well, let's put this other caller through. I have been able to chat with my heroes, too, and you're one of them. Thank you. Let's put on the caller.
Richard in Riverside.
Hi, Richard in Riverside.
How are you folks?
You're not going to belch and stuff, are you?
No. As a matter of fact, I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago, and your call screener asked me if I was going to burp on the air.
It's a requirement.
I thought maybe you were having a contest that I didn't know about.
It's a requirement,
well,
but we're letting you go.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask your guest if he would consider the possibility that if he gets a little too emotional about his message, that it might put people off or say, I would say, like, cloud people's opinion of what he had to say, and if he's ever stuck his nose between Michael Mara's legs.
There he is.
All right, that guy gets his own show.
You got a call screener that can kiss my balls.
This guy should get his own show. I think it's Ray.
You know what? No, I was on the phone with Scott. I totally missed what happened.
I think you have to yesterday, Ray.
Oh, you're kidding me. Well, then the guy I hung up on didn't deserve to be hung up on.
Oh, God.
Hey, Scott.
Well, thank you for calling so much. You've been a great guest. I want to invite that guy to call back one more time.
He called me, and I just hung up on him because he burped in my ear.
I like how he laughed at the end. I'd like to hear who he really is.
I don't know.
I like how he starts out all sane, and then it goes AY.
Because you guess when he gets too emotional, does he ever find that he did it right before he starts telling you what to do with his balls and everything else? Amazing.
That's funny.
That is funny. You've been a great guest.
Go ahead and belch, Roseanne.
Go ahead and belch.
I can do it real good, too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Good.
We've sunk to a new low.
I just want everyone to know that their regional did not do anything.
Nor did Ray.
Okay.
Wow.
Mike Show.
Oh, wow. Oh, whoa. You know what I always say at this point of the show?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's Shelly Berman on Boston Legal.
Try to understand, ladies. He's not used to being around women who aren't inflatable.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah. Hey, Imus.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Yeah.
I did a bad thing.
Right.
You're right.
What not? What not?
What not?
What not? What not?
Uh-huh.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Sorry I did that.
That's so gay.
What's so gay about that?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Whoa!
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
This is Little Brains. Hi there.
The home for Little Brain Entertainment for over 20 years. Don and Mike Show.
Ours is small, too.
It's a Wednesday, and our phone number is 877-365-3636. We take live on-screen calls like we are right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Howdy.
I got to tell you guys, man, that guy is hilarious. I had to pull over. That guy is hilarious, man.
The Belcher? Yeah, he's fantastic. John was telling me before the show when the Belcher sent him the MP3. He said that Roseanne Barr actually contacted him after the show.
Oh, really?
And wants him to be like a regular crank caller on a radio show.
Surprised.
She loved it. She absolutely loved it. Now, you can't fake that. You knew she was enjoying that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he used to be making money doing that. I mean, you guys put him on your payroll. That guy is
crazy,
please.
I think his payment is our undying love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Howdy.
Hey.
Hey.
I have
what the hell is going on in the background there?
Let me see.
It's just a little
What the freak is going on there?
Radio's on.
I have a list for you.
A list of what?
A list of names we could call Whitey.
Oh, Vinny,
you put some time into it.
We're going to pick this up from yesterday's show. I got it.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
All right, what are some names you could call white people that would bother them as much as the N-word bothers black folks?
Caucasoid.
What is the first one?
Caucasoid.
No, I'm sorry. It kind of sounds like a term of endearment.
Sounds like a sci-fi term to me.
Inbreeder. Or inbreder?
Inbreeder.
Ancestors.
Rolls right off.
No problem.
Gray, and for the last final word, gray honkies.
Gray honkies. Do you have your door open in your automobile?
I'm sorry, none of those offend us.
None of those are equivalent?
No.
I'll tell you why they're not equivalent. Because Massa never spit in the white man's face and beat him down and killed him.
Are you sorry about that?
I'm sorry I did that.
Right.
Hey,
I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Yeah. Don.
I did a bad thing.
Yes, he's spit in the man's face. What?
I know why you guys like Imus and why he's so stupid. Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Yes.
He's from Sacramento and Stockton area.
Is that where Imus is from originally?
Riverside?
Yeah. Oh, well, now that should give him a free pass.
Kind of cements the deal.
It's a clincher, isn't it?
All right, get out of here.
Bye!
We wasted all of yesterday's show talking about this guy.
I'm sorry I'm from Chico.
Yeah. I think that's how we're going to handle it pretty much today.
Modesto.
Hey, the traffic on Montrose Road was awful today. What do you have to say about that?
I went off an exit and went off because I read the sign.
But I'm mad at you about that.
But I'm sorry I did that.
No, I'm mad at you that there's traffic on Montrose Road.
Well, I did a bad thing. I put up the construction site on Montrose. I'm sorry, I'm going to move back to Chico. I'm very sorry I did that.
Are you a good person?
I'm a good person. I said a bad thing. I'll take down the construction site on Montrose.
And he really is starting to sound a little...
I mean, I know he's under the gun and all that, but I mean, he...
on TV today. First off, somebody... Buy him a comb,
or cut that hair. You're too old for that hair.
Second, take him out of those Tex Avery rodeo clown suits that he still insists on wearing.
I will not wear a business suit. I have no intention of wearing a business suit. I wore a bad thing. I'm sorry I wore that. I'm wearing cowboy clothes. I've always wanted to be a cowboy.
Yeah, there's blood. There's blood in the water now.
You still think he's out of there? I don't think so.
Here's why: because the sponsors are starting to pull out.
Yeah, a couple of the biggies have. Yeah.
And now you got I'm watching of all things today on SportsCenter. They're discussing this.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
I guess because it has a sports angle.
Made all the way to SportsCenter. I'm sorry it got there.
Oh, one eye. Stu Scott calls in.
Yep,
our man. Stuart Scott, who we've had a couple of run-ins with in person because he's all attitude, Mr. One Eye.
He takes himself way too seriously, and we were trying to have a good time with him.
Stuart Scott, I guess, was hitting the face with a baseball or something, and one of his eyes is always looking at a 40-degree angle.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can always you get a good look at it if you watch that show, Stump the Schwab, which I've had the pleasure of watching the Schwab. There's a guy that belongs on television, the resident sports nerd for ESPN. Have you seen that game show?
You know, it used to start...
Stump the Schwab.
It used to star Chris Berman.
Oh, did it really?
Back in the day, Chris Berman was the guy that you had to stump.
The Schwab is apparently a producer for ESPN who's got an encyclopedic knowledge of the sports trivia.
Anyway, I'm just watching SportsCenter, and they're having some discussion about this. And they say, on the phone is SportsCenter anchor Stu Scott.
Hmm.
So they put him on the air. Right? He's a guy who just reads sport.
Right, right.
Right? So they say, hey, Stu, what do you think? And he's got no problem with his opinion. He says, fire his ass.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'd fire his ass right away. And they're like, well, okay, thanks for checking it, Stuart Scott.
How long? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
What would you say to Stuart Scott?
I'm sorry he wants me fired. And I'm sorry I did that. And I'm sorry about your wandering eye.
Are you a good man?
I'm a good man. I did a bad thing.
And again, I know he stated this yesterday, but just got to state it one more time. The guy here in D.C., in Washington, D.C., is on a radio station that gets 0.0 8.0 rating.
Yeah, and you would think with all the press that he gets about the national political figures coming on his show, you would think that he would draw a better, you know, audience than that, but that's the truth, and that's been that way forever.
And listen to this. So he's got, here in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. he's got a zero rating.
Right.
Yet today, he is on the front page of the Washington Post,
right.
above the fold.
Mm-hmm.
He is also on the front page of the style section, above the fold.
Right.
And if you go to the sports section,
huh.
he's on the front page of the sports section.
Wow.
Now, there he's not above the fold, because
right.
Mike Wilbon is ripping him a new one. It is editorial.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know, there's a part of me that's saying it might not be a bad idea if we started doing that, because, Jesus Christ, what do you got to do to get some kind of publicity?
Well, people have said that. They've written about that, too.
Right.
That, you know, he's, you know, when he comes back, but he might have a bigger audience than when he left because of all this. I mean, this is, what do they say? Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, well, he'll have a bigger audience for 5 minutes.
But they can us. They'd can us in a heartbeat. They'd you know, we'd say something and they'd be there in half an hour. It would be like, hello? Yes. You said what? Oh, you're fired.
But do you think we'd finally be above the fold? That's been our dream.
I know, that has been our dream. You know, with the 10-year anniversary we had a decade ago.
And our 20-year anniversary.
I remember our good friend Donnie Simpson got a 10-year anniversary above the fold article in the style section of the Post. And I remember saying, at the time, his was before ours. And I said, boy, I wonder if we'll ever get that.
Yeah.
Now, was ours? I don't believe there was a
sentence. No.
Whatever.
It's because we have more than a 0.00 rating.
Right.
And we don't refer to people as nappy heads.
Right.
Exactly. That's why.
That's your downfall.
That's it.
So you still believe that the ultimate end game of this will be that he's going to get S-canned?
Think so. Especially now that I hear the more and more of the basketball players talking about how their life has been ruined,
mm-hmm.
you know, up till this point.
When does he meet with the basketball players?
I don't know, but I saw the dude from the church.
Yeah.
Who's going to be heading the
meeting?
I want to call it a discussion,
confab.
But I think it's going to be more of like him sitting at one end of a table and everybody else sitting at the other end and just yelling at him.
Will they have cameras there? Will this be recorded?
No. Oh, no, it'll be private.
Private, okay. Probably for the best. Should be interesting. I guess that's over the weekend this is going to happen?
Yep.
Have a happy weekend. I'm not looking forward to it.
You know, I heard a weather forecast this weekend that it said it's going to be colder than usual. How do you feel? That's your fault.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry for the snow in baseball town. I'm sorry for the cloud cover and rain.
Are you a good man?
I'm a good man. I did a bad thing. I want to go to my ranch and frolic with the armadillos. That's what I want to do. I want to climb on my blonde wife.
You know, and not even, as predicted yesterday, not even has Anna Nicole taken a bite out of this.
True, yeah. Not at all.
I mean, it's like everybody's going, yeah, okay. So the one guy with the sandy hair is the dad. Yeah, we knew it all along.
I'm sorry that Larry Burkhead's the father. I feel bad for Howard K. Stern. He did a bad thing signing that birth certificate.
Is he a good man?
He's a good man. I'm sorry about the whole thing. What's wrong with me? I'm sorry I didn't cut my hair. I'm sorry I wore my Roy Rogers shirt, my Gene Autry Western wear.
Tex Ritter.
I'm very sorry that my straw-like hair is so stringy and in my eyes. I'm sorry I don't trim my eyebrows in an attempt to look powerful. And he is one of those guys. You got a good look at him. You know, he's one of those, I call them the cultivated eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
I think they're guys that actually, in the old days, would actually let their eyebrows grow. It was a sign of, like, intimidation and stuff. And you had to always big. Andy Rooney's got them right now. They're like falling out because he's 90. But he's got the big, bushy eyebrows. I've got a couple of buddies that have those. One who's an attorney, and he's got the big, and it's obvious that he doesn't touch them.
If you use them right, you're right. They can be very intimidating.
Yeah, there's an actor. He's a character actor. I have absolutely no idea who
he is. Will Ferrell. That's his name. Will Ferrell.
He always plays like a Southern guy.
Ben Stiller.
He's older than that. I don't even know who he is. And I'll try for the rest of the show to even give you a reference from the movie.
Rob Schneider.
Not Rob Schneider.
That's
here.
It. I'm out. Those
Once
are all
again,
the actors
too young.
I know.
Too young.
Yeah. Those are all the actors I know. Oh, hey, listen, before we start going down this Imus road today, let's go down another road. Right. Let's go down a very, what today was a very clean road. A very clean road.
Oh, yes, that road.
The road to better health.
Uh-huh. You seem in good spirits. I trust that you had a good physical, a good rebound.
Uh-huh. And it was perhaps the smoothest, least amount of resistance on my part.
Was he quick about it?
He dallied. I got to tell you, because you're going to love this. You know, as I mentioned yesterday, since we got back from our break, the humidity is non-existent. It's very dry. It's
amazingly
cold.
Dry. Crazy dry.
My skin is super dry. Uh-huh. And right on the eve of me getting my annual physical, which includes the old lubing of the finger, I get this rash, a dry skin rash, that literally covers both of my butt cheeks and goes down beneath the cracks, like at the bottom of my leg.
Did you get this when you were overseas? And I like to call the Caribbean overseas.
No.
Did you get this when you were in that foreign country known as Jamaica?
No, I got this in the great country known as the United States of America.
So it all happened when you came back.
Right. I had gone from 2 weeks of wearing nothing but shorts and bathing suits and having temperatures near 90, mm-hmm. coming back, put on my old scratchy dungarees.
Right.
And, you know, there's no humidity in our house, very like dry. Everybody, because
right. It is dry. It's very, very dry.
So dry. Anyway, I was very concerned yesterday about having to present myself.
Of course.
To the doctor.
And when you say present like an animal would present with the rash.
Well, I don't know how your guy handles it, but that's how my guy does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have to.
You know, bend over. Bend over.
We don't talk about this, but now isn't your guy my guy, too?
Yeah,
so I can ask him about it.
Well, actually, well, it was my guy is your guy.
I just think it's, you know, listen, we've kept that dark secret for too long.
We've both been violated by the same man.
So, of course, I'm uptight about this, and I'm uptight about being raped by this guy today. Mm-hmm. So when I get up this morning, the first thing that Jan says to me is, she says, don't forget you're fasting. Don't forget.
Right.
Nothing. I say, no problem, sweetie. I'm not going to get anything to eat.
Just in the morning, right? You don't have to. You
from
can't
9 o'clock last night.
Water's all you can have. Right?
Yeah. Well, I go to the coffee machine and I turn on the coffee machine. And she says, what are you doing? I said, I'm just going to get a sip of coffee.
No.
And she was like, this will really screw everything up. And I said, trust me. I've done this before. All I wanted was one sip of coffee.
Okay.
One sip of coffee. This became a gigantic thing this morning in our house.
Well, what are your doctor's orders?
Well, it was to fast, but I took the swig of coffee anyway.
Technically no coffee, but he had just a sip.
I had two sips. I had a swig.
Your blood pressure just soared off the charts.
No, my blood pressure, I got news for you, Jackson. For being as uptight as I am, and I'm way down on my meds, way, way down, my blood pressure is fantastic.
Good.
Try this on for size, 120 over 84.
That's great, right?
That's like a healthy man's blood pressure.
That's a good thing,
right?
So that's a good thing. You did a good thing.
So this morning, Janet says to me, why are you so fixated on getting this one sip of coffee?
Yeah.
What is it? It cannot be the fact that you are such a caffeine addict that you've got to have the sip of coffee. She said, what is really going on? And finally I said, okay, I am really not looking forward to this because of the raping and also the fact that, you know, look at me down there.
Yeah, the anxiety.
Just look. So she is such a great gal.
So the coffee, in effect, relaxed you.
No, the coffee was not even really the problem. The problem was I got up this morning, I was uptight about being violated, and the rash, and really the coffee was just something for me to, like, pick a fight with, or just
to vent a little steam.
Just be an ass about
it. It was a little something for you. You were facing a tough day. It was a little something for you.
If you'll pardon the pun. Right. So she finally won the argument. She was right about the coffee. And then I said, well, I'm so concerned about going to the doctor. Would you please cream my ass before I go?
Oh.
So we went upstairs.
Rub you down.
Went upstairs and
moisturize you.
She put some moisturizer on.
Uh-huh. Did it feel good?
Oh, at first it was like Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone.
I was like, no! Oh,
yeah.
There was a little pain?
Yeah. A little sting. It was like an aloe vera thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it'll sting.
So she said, okay.
You know what? I just figured out what it probably is. I just figured this out.
Syphilis?
No.
Gonorrhea?
You're in the sun every day.
Diarrhea?
You were peeling. You probably were peeling.
He wasn't sunning that part of his
yeah,
body.
The
Do you roll over on your tummy and
never
sun your back?
Never. Why should
What about
I?
All the time you spent in the pool?
Yeah.
That probably has something to do with it.
But when I'm in the pool, generally speaking, the only...
You don't get a sunburn. I'm talking about the chemicals and stuff in the pool, you know, when they're...
Some of the chemicals he put in the pool.
You know, I get this dry skin all the time.
Right.
So, anyway, my point on this is that she fixes me up and gets me off to the doctor, and all I'm fixated on the entire time that I'm there is the embarrassment that I'm going to have when he asks me why my ass is so chapped.
Right.
When he's getting ready to go in and extract the pleasure that he's been waiting for the last year.
Well, it's almost like a Jay Leno bit. You know, what chaps your ass?
Because I know, out of all the procedures he does...
How about this traffic?
He looks forward to me the most.
Really?
Because I dread it the most.
That's do true. You really believe that?
Yeah.
Do you believe he looks forward to it?
He gets a kick out of it.
You think so?
He likes prolonging it. Here's what he did today. He's a very cool doctor. So I get weighed, and they take my blood pressure, and they take some blood, and everything's fine, and like they check me like to make sure I don't have any like the cancerous moles and all that other crap.
Right.
Look at my dirty ears, and I let him touch my feet. He does the reflex thing.
Right.
And then he says, okay, now I need you to take off your shirt, your shoes, and your socks. I'll be back. And he says it just like that. I'll be back. And he leaves. Now,
do you think he said it to get a little dramatic effect?
Oh, I know he did. This is exactly how this guy works.
You are,
right? So Buzz knows him. Buzz's wife works in the office as well. So then he comes back in, and he says, okay, let's get you up on the table. All of this while I'm still wearing my pants, right? And I'm thinking, well, maybe we're not going to have this action today. Because he's doing the reflex test, the little, you know, the little
hammer,
stick.
Rubber hammer.
Hit your knee and then hit your ankle. And then he says, okay. Now, he's sitting on a little stool.
Yeah, that's the place.
Hey, he says,
that's how it starts.
He says, why don't you stand up and drop him?
Oh, I hate it, too.
So I go, God.
I go, like this. Got my hands on his go.
All right. And I stand up and pull down my pants. And he just sits there for about 30 seconds.
Whoa.
That seems to be about an hour.
Of course.
And all he's doing...
Are you facing him or do you is your back turned?
No, I'm facing him.
Okay.
I'm standing. He's sitting. His eye level
is
right at my genitals. Right?
Okay.
Now, he's not looking at my genitals.
No.
What he's doing is, as slowly as possible, putting on the dreaded glove...
Ooh.
And then getting out
wow.
what appears to be a Pee Wee Herman-sized tube of lube. I mean, almost the size tube that you would get in a gag shop.
Economy size.
It's more like something that would be used to caulk something.
And what he's doing is, almost like you would on an oven swirl thing, like from Pillsbury,
uh-huh.
one of those roll, a crescent roll,
right.
where you put the icing on.
Uh-huh.
He's doing this with his finger. He's
yes.
going...
You make it. I like the way you give it an aerosol quality.
Well, because there's no sound for him.
He's making it sound like it's coming out of a Ready Whip can.
And animate
but he's
somehow.
Just it's going. You know, as he's pushing down on the thing,
and it comes out in a little snake, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then he's rubbing it into the finger area.
You are painting a picture, my friend. You are making me feel this.
Only because he knows that I know that this bothers me.
You know.
And I'm not going to say anything about it because I feel awkward as hell already. So as we're standing there, he says, are you ready to start? And I said, sure. And he said, oh, but before we start. And now he is staring directly at my genitals, at my front genitals. He says,
your front as opposed to your back genitals.
As opposed to the area that he can't wait to get to.
Uh-huh.
He says, now you got a little, like, rash on your inner thigh here.
Yeah.
He says, is that anything I should be worried about?
And he says that to you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that's the wrong question. You're supposed to ask him that.
Yeah. No, meaning, is this something that he should have known about? Because he said to me, are you okay? How you feeling? Everything okay? He said, is there anything I should know about?
Outside of that flesh-eating virus I caught down in Jamaica, I'm fine.
I said to him the whole time, knowing that I'm about to present, you know, my scarred ass to him, I said, now, you know what? I got dry skin and just got back from Jamaica. He said, all right, no problem. He did the cough-cough. And then he said, now, please turn around and bend over.
You don't mind the cough-cough?
No.
I hate the cough-cough.
Me too.
Kind of like it.
I can't stand the
like it as opposed to the other one.
Uncomfortable.
I don't mind the other one.
About a tie.
I hate them both.
In a good way or a bad
way? I hate the whole thing.
So he holds all three of them. All three of my balls. Does the
try ball.
Does the cough-cough. And then it's turn around and bend over.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, and I like this doctor. He's been my doctor for 15 years. He's a good man.
Yes.
I do this.
Like Ivan.
I'm a good man.
I go like this, Mike, just like this.
Oh.
That's enough.
And I got jeans on.
I know, thank Christ.
Oh. Rob's pretty close to the source.
So he says, so to speak. He says,
yeah, so to speak.
The reaction I get, as soon as I turn around and bend over, he goes, whoa! Whoa!
Yeah.
Turn around!
Yeah.
And I turn around and look at him, and he says, what is that back there? How come you didn't tell me about it's crustacean, is it dry skin, is it psoriasis, what is it? I said, oh, it's dry skin. He said, oh, turn around, I got to look at this.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, you knew that was probably going to happen with him, right?
This was my worst nightmare.
Well, he's going to help you.
He might heal you.
But the worst nightmare is before he starts the finger rape, he now is going to have time to just rub over all of the scaly bumps on my ass.
But he's
going
to help you.
Further delaying, of course, the intrusion.
The inevitable.
Did he give you a diagnosis?
Yeah, he said it's just dry skin. He gave me a prescription for some balm to put on it.
All right, a salve.
But here's what he did. So what he's doing is he says, well, let me just, you know, this is all he's doing at this point, as far as I can tell, is lightly.
He says, he's warming you up.
Now he says, you know, this is really nothing. He says, I'll write you a prescription for a little balm for this. And before you know it, I got to make sure I say this correctly, because I did not know it was happening, I involuntarily clenched up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
breaking his finger at the second knuckle.
For a brief moment.
He screamed in agony.
You've been doing your Kegels.
For a brief moment, he really did say, hey, loosen up. Jesus Christ.
And did you relax?
Yeah, oh.
He relaxed in totality. Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
That's very quick when he does. You know, right? That's a very quick process.
He said to me that it's like pulling off a Band-Aid, but what he doesn't want to do is tell me what he's going to pull off the Band-Aid.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, well, that's okay. At this point, as I was sitting and shaking and dressing, he was saying, so what I was doing was thinking was rather than just tell you this, I know how flipped you out you are by this, what I thought I would do was just act like I was applying a little balm to that rash. And then
did you gently cry after it was all over?
Oh, no, I made out with him. I made out with him, tongues and everything.
And everything was fine. At least you got the lube.
Yeah. Boy, I said to him after that, yeah, I hope everything.
No, he said no.
Sure, everything is fine.
And you got a balm, a salve for your eczema, your dry skin.
Yes, I do.
A balm for his bum.
40 glass of wine.
There you go. Candles. He had light candles on. Scented candles, of course.
You know, once that's done, it is like the weight of the world is off the shoulders. I didn't even, and I know that a year from now, I'm really going to dread this because he said, you know, as long as you're here, we could schedule your colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Technically, you really don't need one for another year.
Right.
Right. He said, but as long as you're here, do you want? And I said, you know what? I got a lot of stuff to do today.
Good for you.
What are we looking at?
They can do that in that office?
He could schedule it.
Oh, you schedule it. Yeah,
schedule it.
Yeah, you have to go to another. You have to go to the hospital.
Right. Yeah, but the hospital's right next door.
Right.
I mean,
right.
He was saying, in essence, that, you know, if I gave like a half hour turnaround time, I could just, you know, go the whole way today.
Oh, wow. You could have gotten knocked out today.
Yeah. Well, no thanks.
No need. Really. Too much. I put, too, know, too much violating for one day?
I said to him, it's like when you're watching an ad on TV and they say, this room of furniture can be yours, no payments until January 2008.
Great. Right.
You,
sign me up.
You buy it because you say, I'm not going to have to pay for it until next year.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I signed up today to be violated next year.
When was the last time you had a colonoscopy?
Apparently 2 years ago.
Okay, yes, you're fine.
But I got to have one before I'm 50.
Right. Yeah, that's the regular deal.
And
they can sedate you for that, though.
And I really did ask him today, and I don't want to be terribly graphic about this, but I said, really, I said, I kind of understand the basic reason that you have to do, you know, the finger thing.
Uh-huh.
I said, but really, like, how do you know if things aren't right?
Good question. What did he say?
He said, once you've done it enough, you know by touch.
That's why they do it that way.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It's to find out if you have an enlarged prostate.
I believe
or unusual shapes or bumps in any
or
way.
Or something up there. That
And then he said he didn't feel any polyps or anything.
Right. Yeah.
That
makes you shudder just to talk about
Andrea,
it.
And you did that just with one finger. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, he's a veteran.
Hard to believe, but I... snip, snip.
Give it back. Give it back. Ow.
Jesus.
The agony, the pain.
God damn.
But you're healthy as a horse.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. See, you're all done now.
That's amazing. That's amazing to me.
It truly is. It's amazing to all of us in here at our advanced age.
So, made it through another one.
My lips are chapped. Do you have any of that balm with you?
Do you want the applicator tube?
Yeah, sure.
And you know the worst part of it? I know we got to hit a break. The worst part is that I know he did not keep the secret. One thing that I said to him is, you know, there's the nurse in there.
Yeah.
That I'm just so hot for.
Bonnie. Mm-hmm.
I've been hot for Bonnie for 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't make any bones about that.
Bonnie's wonderful.
Not to her face, I don't say it.
Right.
But. My God, she's hot as balls. She's really like Diane Keaton-ish. And she's just, she's such a lady.
She is a lady.
She truly is
a fine lady, and you wanted him to keep it from her.
And
your skin irritation.
You know, she's one when I got there. She's like, wow, don't you look good? You lost some weight since last year. Oh, let me look at this tan. Well, let me see if I can find a vein. You know, she's like,
yeah.
And she's that touchy way and
she relaxes you though, doesn't she?
Yes. What I said to him was, can we please keep this our little secret? And he said, no problem. And as I was walking out of the office, making sure that I went back, as I always do, to say goodbye to Nurse Bonnie, he came up and he said, oh, am I? I've got that balm, that the balm that you need. Don't forget the prescription for that condition you have on your anus. His exact words.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Didn't say the A word, did he?
Yes, he did.
Is it on there?
No. He said it.
Oh, he did it just because he was busting your chops.
He said it.
Yeah.
Because she was standing there.
He's quite the tomfoolery guy, isn't he?
He is. He was definitely in one of his Woodstock modes today.
Yeah.
You know, Buzz, how sometimes you go in and he's like, he's got the doctor coat on, but really, you know that he's like one button away from just ripping that thing off and getting in his VW wagon?
A doctor's coat and no socks.
The hippie doctor.
That's your first clue. Right
yeah, he's
there.
A good doctor.
Yeah, he is a great doctor.
Good doctor.
I don't like him. I just thought I'd chime in with that.
Like you.
Just for he doesn't like me. Thanks. Oh, I felt that. You know, he hurts me.
And then the very last thing is when I'm done with all of this and I'm checking out, and as I'm leaving, I see Buzz's wife again.
Yes,
wonderful Marcia, who works in this office, who I saw when I was answering, and as I was leaving, she came up and she said, "Is everything okay?" I said, "Things are great." She said, I mean, with your rash. and I looked around, and there's Dr. Boombots, you know, Dr. Bombay, who apparently has just now told your wife to ask me about the rash on my ass.
She heard yesterday's show. I think that's why she probably asked.
He was standing there with that devil may care look in his eye.
Possible. Yeah.
He is a bit of a hippie. He truly is.
And the other thing that he wanted to discuss while he was looking at my ass.
What?
Was what I thought of the Ima situation.
Well, he's very politically aware.
I know, but, you know, you don't want to talk about that when a guy's about to violate you.
I'm sorry I did that.
You wanted something more romantic?
I did a bad thing.
Can we talk about anything?
Oh.
American Idol, anything?
How'd you like to do that to Imus? Jesus.
Oh, no thanks.
Fine.
Wow.
He split open.
Oh, you want me to bend over? Oh, good.
Sorry.
That's the
I'm
ticket.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry you did that.
Meanwhile, all I wanted to talk about was American Idol.
Ah.
As it turns out, our doctor is one of the people that does not watch American Idol.
Right. Doesn't that make you feel good in a small way?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, he you know, if he's watching American Idol, that means he's dumbing down his, you know, he's making his head soft.
I mean, he was like wanting to talk about Imus, and I turned around and said, you know, this is kind of like talking about work for me. Yeah. How about really? And I'm turned around while he's on the stool back there. And goes, how about American Idol? He's like, looking up, going, no, I don't watch it. You know, he's like looking at my ass from left to right. He goes, no, I don't watch it. You know, everybody's. I said, there's some kid on that. You want that kid? And finally, you just had to turn around and say, okay, whatever. Just take me.
Take me and give me the salve.
Take me.
So do you have to rub the salve all over?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Did you put it on yet?
Oh, yeah. It's on right now, Mike.
How's it working?
Oh, it feels fantastic. Like Tiger Balm.
Really?
Yeah.
Starting to eat it away already?
Oh, yeah. My ass is on fire right now.
You're going to have a baby soft ass in about 2 days.
My ass is bubbling and on fire, much like it was last night, and not because of that condition, but that American Idol last night.
The worst.
Top to bottom.
Really?
I don't know if it was the Jennifer Lopez factor, if it was the fact that Latin and music like that. What do they call it? Latin?
Mexican? Latin music.
It's hard to sing if you're not Latin.
Well, no, but there's a huge amount of it, and they picked bad songs. They picked bad songs for themselves. I like looking at J-Lo. I mean, I still think she's easy on the eye.
It was a bad, bad show. I guess we'll pick it up there when we come back.
Yeah, it was a horrible show.
I think tonight out is either going to be Haley, the chick with the legs, or my wild card, Jordan, that chick with talent. Because
really?
Whatever song
I thought she was terrible.
Whatever song she did last night, she did at such a slow pace.
Yep.
They
were all bad. I thought really they were all bad. Even the people they thought were good, I thought were bad.
And God, please kill me now for saying this. Sangina was good last night.
It was his best performance. Everybody agrees.
Oh.
And you know what? Because it's him, he's going to skate forward again.
Of course.
He's not going to have an issue. But then again, we might all be wrong. You're at the stage of the competition where we are due for the big surprise. We are due for somebody.
That's why I think it'll be Jordan Sparks.
The big surprise.
That'd be interesting to see. I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I think that Haley chick will be safe because
she's her legs.
She is just a piece of ass.
Hated her hairdo, though.
I did too.
Hated that monster hairdo that she had, you know, with her hair just pulled all the way back. That looked like the movie Monster. Charlize Theron and Monster.
I don't like that.
I couldn't stand it. But you can't, you know, you look at those legs.
And what about Doolittle's neck? Again, Doolittle's neck looks like it forms in the back of her head, but not in the front of her head.
Like Doolittle looked 80 years old last night.
You know what?
The hairdo and the dress, she looked a million years old last night.
What was great last night is finally, Lakeisha is showing her figure.
Oh, and poor Lakeisha. Listen, baby.
Didn't you think she was out of breath when she hit the stage the second time?
Yeah.
I feel bad for her because last night you could see the mark where her roll-on deodorant was.
Yep, absolutely.
Underneath her big, gigantic armpits.
She's big. And you know, the choreography with somebody that large, you know, it's just like the fat kid Chris Sly. You're going to, you know, lose your breath when you're out there.
I'm not sure that was deodorant. I think it might have been donut glaze. But it was discoloration, no doubt.
It was a very sad performance, I thought, all the way around. I really thought they were all...
It was
just mediocre. And then the guys that they like, you know, they liked them because they were less crappy than the other people.
Right. P.E.U.
I hate a night like that.
And Sangina. Sangina was the best. What's wrong with this picture?
Something's very... Is J-Lo going to perform this evening?
Yeah.
Are we going to see her? I hope she wears something a little sexier than she had on.
Tonight is an hour.
Oh, it's... Oh,
How the hell do you stretch that into an hour?
I have no idea. Maybe they'll do a very long...
An hour? They can't... Dice K is pitching for the first time at Fenway tonight. It can't be an hour.
Hickory dickory dock. This Yankee was sucked in mine. Oh.
Hey. Oh. Daisuke Matsuzaka. This is a big night for Boston. Hello, Daisuke. I wish you honorable best in debut performance.
Oh, Jack Bauer.
Yes, Jack Bauer, we wish you best in opening game at Fenway in cold weather.
All right, let's pick this up with American Idol.
All right.
And all else when we come right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got to set this one up. I'm sure you've read now or heard about Katie Couric plagiarizing. What was it? The Ladies Home Journal or something she stole from Buzz? The Buzz?
The Wall Street Journal. It was the Wall Street Journal.
I like the way you say that. Yeah, that's right up there with Kuala Lumpur. The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal.
Anyway, in essence, what happens is someone wrote something in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, when we went out for ice cream.
About how kids don't go to the library anymore.
Uh-huh.
And Katie Couric read it as if she wrote it.
Uh-huh.
And as it turns out, the people behind the scenes at CBS stole it from the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal.
And that way, a producer has been fired.
Yeah, well, I hope he has good insurance.
So now, without further ado, here is the Katie Couric segment in question.
All right.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. I still remember when I got my first library card browsing through the stacks for my favorite books. That's so gay. For kids today, the library is more removed from their lives. It's a last-ditch place to go if they need to find the perfect boyfriend. Of course, if Google doesn't turn it up first, girls still like boys, but books are not the draw. A recent study found kids use them more for casual sexual encounters with no strings attached than for power or control. Ugh, that's so gay. Many kids skip real love and head straight to casual sexual encounters. It's an encouraging sign that kids value reading, but many tech-savvy kids never experienced the joy of using words like gay and retarded and the N-word, and many students get to college clueless about words like gay and retarded and the N-word. Your local library is still worth checking out. And by the way, so are the boys. That's a page from my notebook. I'm waiting for it.
Best one yet.
There you go.
Best one yet. Mike Show.
She stole it.
It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
There's a special section in hell reserved for people like you.
Dongo!
He's a jackass.
No.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
What not?
Okay, let's see what's going on here. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
American Idol. I was going to give a big shout-out to Simon Cowell for totally calling out Leggy McGee there and saying the only thing she's got going for is wearing less clothes.
Yeah, the whole thing about American Idol last night, thank you for the call, I noticed as I watched it, I was very surprised. I thought the entire show last night was off by half a beat. I thought that the judges looked bored, that Ryan Seacrest looked bored, that the performances sucked.
The thing that surprised me is that the show did not possess any Latin heat. That's what surprised me about it. Come on, where's the Latin heat?
Come on,
I really didn't you think seriously that it would? I mean, going into it, I kind of like J-Lo. I like looking at her. I actually like some of her movies. I thought that the show would have a little bit, especially after, you know, Tony Bennett, you know, it would have a little bit of energy, but it was like blah. Excuse me, there are other Latin hits other than Gloria Estefan. You know, when you do, you know, two or three Gloria Estefans, it sucks.
Well, because I know you don't watch the show, help you out here.
All right.
That all of the performers, even by the singers that every week in and out are really good.
Yeah, the two best, Lakeisha and Melinda Doolittle, were not their usual selves.
They were bad. The whole show.
Is this a fluke, or are you
concerned? Oh, it's a total fluke.
It's not a trend.
I mean, as far as the talent, it's a total fluke. Uh-huh. It shows that you have to... God, I feel like, you know, now it's not like I'm parroting what the judges say. Hmm. It shows that you have to bring your A game every week, but you do. And you know what? Yeah. Why do they want to try something different? When you've got a Lakeisha who can sing better than anybody up there,
why does she want to mess around with choreography?
I do agree with Simon Cowell as well. I mean, he says that she's a big fat chick, Buzz.
Yes, I know.
She was trying to dance last night.
Mm-hmm. I heard her sing. I think she's quite good.
She should not dance.
No, no, but
I mean, she's a big, gigantic load.
Do you not agree that she was a little out of breath when she came back up on that stage?
I think she's a little out of breath when she gets out of bed in the morning.
Sure, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But I didn't think Melinda Doolittle was that bad. I just thought the song was kind of so-so, and you know, and her look was—I'm not sure what they were going for.
No, it was a bad song, and like I said, for a song like "Turn the Beat Around," love to hear percussion. They were doing it at this speed. Turn the beat around.
No sound.
Whoa.
No sizzle.
I love to hear percussion. Rat-a-tat-tat. Look at my legs.
And I know I'm in the minority, but Blake, I can't stand Blake. I can't stand Blake. How did I put it before, Rob? We were saying Blake and his
the beatbox boy.
Blake's bad nose.
Blake and his bad nose. I don't like Blake and his bad. And you notice? Did you see at the very beginning when he started? He has to do his little dance move, his little sideways dance move. I can't stand that.
I must.
Oh yes.
I think they were good people. They were just singing bad songs.
Well, they were. They did a bad thing. They sang a bad song.
Are you sorry?
I'm sorry I watched that. I could have watched something better. I was embarrassed. It was despicable. It was not worth watching. And I'm going to go. I should have gone to the store and bought another Gene Autry jacket with a 10-gallon hat and an oversized belt. Buckle, Bernard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yep, I'd like to get Buzz and Michael Meyer in a little dark room there in town to nap boy.
Get in line.
Okay.
Well, we've got fans everywhere.
Yes.
Howdy, Don and Mike Show.
Next. Howdy, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
This is Don Tracy from American Forces Radio, your old buddy. Do you remember me?
Who is this? This is the O.J. Simpson guy.
This is Don Tracy from American Forces Radio. How you doing, pal?
Don Tracy.
This is not Don Tracy.
I swear to God, this is the OJ guy.
Not that I know who Don Tracy is, but this is not Don. I just somehow believe this is not Don Tracy.
Good radio name.
I think it is. You think it's Don Tracy?
Sure.
The real Don Tracy.
Play along.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just calling you to say hello.
Hi, Don. Mr. Tracy, how are you today?
I'm just doing excellent.
Hey, do me a favor. Say this is OJ Simpson.
Say again?
For fun.
Say, just for fun, uh-huh. Hi, this is O.J. Simpson.
Hi, this is O.J. Simpson.
You're the O.J. guy.
How's your father doing? How's your father Dick doing?
Speaking of Dick.
Dick. I think
Little Dick, Richard.
Dick Simpson, who was, what was
no, Dick Tracy.
Oh, Dick Tracy.
This is Don Tracy from American Forces Radio. Don, I'm signing off.
I don't know who he is. Okay.
I don't know.
It's the OJ guy, though.
Same guy.
Spencer Tracy.
Spencer Tracy.
Hello, Don.
You might be king
show.
Of the Tracys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
And, of course, Tracy Ardinger.
Bravo. Bravo.
Wife of retarded Joe.
God bless her.
How are you doing, Joe?
A pretty put-upon woman.
Happy Tracy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
I want to tell you, I love the American Chopper drops you guys have been doing lately. It's funny as hell.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you, Don, since you're a big watcher, you know, do you think the Mikey retard card is getting played a little too much on that show?
No, I don't think at all. Mikey is what he is. I mean, he's a clown. He can't do anything right.
It just seems like they're putting in like his own two-minute I'm a dumb guy segment. In every show now.
You know, when you're doing a show like that, and you got a guy like Mikey, a lot of times, you got to make him look like the dumb guy.
Yeah, but Mikey is really an important part of that trifecta. He really is. I think that he offers something. He's not a tard, because what he is, he's the little hippie guy that doesn't care while the other guys are working their asses right. off.
Because you know, a lot of times, without Michael, we wouldn't have a show.
We sent Mikey back to get some nuts and bolts from the warehouse. And sure enough, 2 hours later, he came back
with nothing.
You know, one of the cool things about Brooklands is that they preserve one of Europe's oldest racetracks. You know, the bike we're going to ride is a 1938 AJS. You know, we had a great time with you and today. It was really nice of
you. You know, looking at some of the technology, you know, the thing I think that's most interesting about...
You know, after a great ride, we arrived here at Brooklyn Museum.
You know, looking at these bikes, it kind of gives you some...
We got out a little bit.
You know, Ewan finally showed up. He was a little bit late. You know, looking at some of the technology on, you know, looking at these bikes.
You know, one of the cool things about Brooklands is that they...
You know, the thing I think that's most interesting about...
You know, the bike we're going to ride is... you know, we had a great time with Ewan today. It was really nice.
You know, it's a nice detail.
Oh, my God.
It's terrific. We really appreciated doing all that good stuff for the kids.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Howie.
Hey, Imus.
Hi.
Wasn't he the guy that played a trick on a fast food restaurant where he ordered like 1,200 hamburgers?
10,000 hamburgers.
10,000.
Isn't that the greatest gag in the history of radio?
That was probably so wonderful. I remember that as a kid, and I just laugh about it.
I was proud that I did that.
The classic.
You should be sorry you did that. That's a crank call.
I'm not sorry, and I'm not going to resign.
Lakeisha did that same gag last night.
I'm sorry I did that. There was no gag. No gag there. She ate them.
Hello. Not at my show. Hello.
Gentlemen, you know, there was one episode where Mikey, the boys were building the shuttle bike, and Mikey went out and bought a bunch of spaceships, and he referred to the guy with him as my partner. And that partner male was a little feminine.
Blasphemy.
I believe Mikey is a straight. I just get that impression.
I'll tell you who's half a fag on that show.
On
Rick.
Right?
Rick.
Rick the designer?
No. Not the young guy.
The guy that does the computer work?
No. Rick the guy.
The guy with the glasses?
No. The guy who works with Vinny. The guy who's just got a little mustache.
Oh, the workhorse of the shop.
Right.
And kind of the egghead that when it comes to actually building the bike. They got a couple of eggheads there.
Yeah. He's a smart guy.
He's the smart guy out in the shop, and then there's the smart guy that's back at the computer, and then there's Vinny.
What's his name? Is that Poole? Is that the guy? Is the young boy at the computer?
I'm not sure, but he's a baby-faced, clean-shaven lad.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
Rick. He's a pole smoker.
Folding. Wow. I'd be careful what you said. He might hit you in the mouth.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Turn your radio down.
You know, I can't think of anyone on that show who is gay. Anyone on American Chopper in front of the camera who's gay off the top of my head.
Wouldn't think so. I think that would add a nice new wrinkle to American Shop.
Nice detail.
It's just have the new worker. Have the new worker come in. You know, that works on the ladies' bikes.
I like, no, not Andy Dick. I'm thinking someone not as pronounced. Like, who's
like
the guy?
That guy Carson.
The guy from Will and Grace.
Okay. That's what we know him as. The guy. Either guy from Sean Hayes.
Yeah. Yeah, the crazy Jerry Lewis guy.
I'd like to see an older guy. This is an old reference, but I'd like to see sort of a Charles Nelson Reilly guy come in. You know, some guy that would come in and just be, you know, responsible for like, reorganizing the shop.
An old queen.
Maybe he would be a former acquaintance of Paul Sr.
Maybe Rip Taylor.
There you go.
Bring Rip Taylor in.
He's got the mustache. Right in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Imus, I just wanted to let you know, you sound a little bit like Tom Brokaw.
Ah, well, you know, they've got the same kind of voice. You understand that, don't you?
I guess I do now.
Now you do, you pain in the ass. I'd like me to reach through the phone and grab your little throat out. Next thing you're going to say, I sound like Jesse Jackson. Anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it, Imus.
That's it, yes. Thanks. I'm glad I gave you a lot of pleasure.
Cheerio.
Thank you. Now I'll have a complex for the rest of the day.
I'm sorry he called.
Yeah. I'm sorry, too. Tom Brokaw.
They do sound the same. What do you think? It's coming out of one throat, moron.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, howdy. What's up?
I just wanted kind of a curious thing I noticed. I'm just kind of sounds like Barbara.
Everyone's calling now.
You know, I'd really like to make this clear. I've been doing like radio impressions for 30 years, and I'd like to simply say I'm not able to morph into the old man with the iron lung, nor am I, and they all do have a similarity, like all impressionists do. You can't change them all that dramatically. And if you actually lined up Barbaro, no, I'm sorry, I can't accept Barbaro.
Because Barbaro is really the Major Bill voice.
That's Major Bill, he's down like that.
That's Major Bill.
Very sick. But Imus was a little lower like that. And Tom Brokaw is back on the back of his throat. Right. It's all me. So deal with it. And I don't want to take any of your calls anymore.
That's hello you there. Doing all those voices.
Thank you, Buzz.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
What's up with your friend Don Imus and the nappy boy? Go.
Was that a Larry King impression?
I think it was.
Wow.
What's up with your friend Don Imus and the nappy whites? Go.
Sounded like Brokaw.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Right, hi.
All right.
That was rude. That was very rude.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, doesn't Dulu look like Ogre?
Does who look like Ogre?
Yeah, Ogre are like onions.
What language are you speaking?
Would you probably try to translate that in English so we can understand what you're saying?
Who looks like an ogre?
Doolittle.
Melinda Doolittle looks like an ogre?
No.
There you go.
No, she looks, if anything, she looks like she could be related to, I was going to say, you know, she does have,
I think she looks elfin-like.
I was going to, hate to give that guy a little credit. She does have a little Shrek in her.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm thinking ogres,
you're talking about the oversized head with the pixie-like body,
right, and no neck.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, there's a little there's an elfin quality to her.
No, she's got the midget head. I have it to begin with.
Well, that's a nice way of saying midget head is elfin-like.
Yeah, midget head.
Same thing. You know, it's, you know, anybody that would be over there in Munchkin Land.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey there. First of all, the Imus is on the money. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
And secondly, I just out of curiosity, kind of off the point, have you guys found anything good on YouTube lately?
Good on YouTube lately.
YouTube is it me or is YouTube getting a little too inside? You got a lot of these battles going between different people that submit on YouTube. And, you know, I'm not seeing it. I don't know how to surf YouTube that well. I go to the most viewed, the highly rated, and it never seems to splash out anything that I really want to see.
You got to put a keyword in.
Yeah.
You gotta,
that's the only way to do it, right?
You got
to
put in, like, I always put accident because
there you go.
That's where you find the best stuff. Well, I think the best thing about
YouTube. Is that really what you do? You put in accident.
Yeah, because you get all kinds of stuff like, well, for instance, today. I type an accident today.
Right.
And what I got was a couple of idiots that were trying to pull a car out of a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were trying to do it with rope and with chain.
Okay.
And they were trying to do it with simply their own muscle power.
Right.
And there was one guy with a video camera watching these two guys. And they barely got the car out of the deck, and the car starts to rock, rather out of the ditch. As the car starts to rock back into the ditch,
right.
The guy who's closest to the camera,
mm-hmm.
the chain or rope breaks, and he takes a header. I mean,
real good one?
Yeah, right into the front of the car.
So that's one way to surf YouTube.
And then they show it four or five times in slow motion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see. Maybe I'll do that from now on. I put fights in occasionally.
Yeah.
I put fights, and then at one point, I had a great afternoon putting hockey fights in there because they have little blurbs. The hockey fights are real big.
But
I find soccer is big, too. You ever notice that European soccer or soccer around the world, they seem to, if you go to most viewed, sometimes you'll see like four different soccer games.
Yeah, but you find the best nuggets, the best homemade stuff. If you just, for instance, have you ever put head laceration in?
No, you're enlightening me on this.
Again.
You can actually, so that's, well, I'm sure that, it's, and that worked?
Yes.
Did you just do it on a whim, or did somebody tell you to do that?
No, I sit there.
Head laceration?
I sit there and I think, what would I like to see?
Okay.
You're in a mood?
Now, YouTube doesn't have content that is really super grisly. I mean, they really, you're not going to see some of the stuff you see on some of those horrible websites.
A lot of it is very jackass.
Right, exactly.
I mean, where you know,
you'll see a skateboarder, you know, getting it.
Or like these guys with the car in the ditch. I mean, You know, you see the guy getting pulled back into the car, into the ditch, and you see him crash his head into the front of the car.
Do you ever see the lady that does the putting on the hits, the lady that lip syncs?
Oh,
yeah. The pretty lady that looks right in the camera, and she can look kind of icky or she can look really sexy. I mean, they're different. I guess they have their own stars, and they base it on subscribers that they have.
Right.
That's how YouTube is really judged, and there's a lot of competition on YouTube right now.
Robbie, would you get YouTube right there? Right there, please. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Imus' wife. Would you do her?
Imus' wife? You got to have or. It would be like Imus' wife or Larry King's wife.
Well, yeah, but you got to, you have to do it before they were married to them and after they were married to them.
No, you can do it currently. I think you got to make it current.
Now, who would you do, Larry King's wife or Imus' wife?
Sean King or Imus' wife? I have that fresh image that you showed me yesterday on your computer of Larry King's wife when Larry's wearing the jeans and the sneakers.
Oh, yeah, there's a great picture on our website at DonnaMikeWebsite.com of Larry King at the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, where he's wearing crazy, like, Chuck Taylors and jeans.
A black T-shirt that looks like something that's really designed for a 20-year-old.
All right, for instance, Mike, here you go. We've just typed in on YouTube, head accident.
All right.
And we came up with 1,530 different videos.
Wow.
You have bad boob, head accident, head-on accident, head-on car accident, fork in head.
I would go to fork in head.
Fork in head. You got it. Here we go.
Shall I come around?
Accident at an after party. Chris ends up with a fork stuck in his head.
Oh, Chris.
And he's so battered he can't work out what's going on. So let's see this now.
Fork in head.
You got audio here, Robbie?
Yeah. Okay. Give it a sec.
Here we go. Fork in head. See, the guy's got a fork stuck in his head.
It does look like he's got a fork in his head.
He does.
And he's just sitting there with the fork.
And he's so effed up.
He's messed up.
Now look at him. Look how drunk he is.
He's wasted. And they're just sitting there with a camera on him, and he's got a fork in his head.
And he's just trying to pull it out. Hold on. He can't get it out.
Seems not to be that with it.
And there he is, he's pulling it out now. Not out yet.
He probably should be going to the emergency room.
And there's only 10 seconds left in this video. If somebody turns music on.
Yeah, no reason not to dance.
Has he got it yet? They're just laughing at him. This drunk guy can't get the...
Oh, there he goes. Did he get it?
Hold on. Look at him.
Is she right? What's happened?
That's just a guy with a fork in his head.
That's a guy with a fork in his head.
Good stuff. I guess you have to know what words to key in.
Then you have fork in her head, you know. You got fork in studio. Got so many great ones here. Let me see. BMX crash head on. Dirt bike head on crash.
I wouldn't mind looking at that. We're really surfing YouTube now.
There you go. Well, it's got a lot of good stuff.
It does have a lot of good stuff.
For instance, clear that out, Robbie, and why don't you type in just laceration.
Okay.
Laceration. See what comes up.
Laceration.
Or maybe lacerations.
Lacerations.
Well, there you go.
Singular of them.
95 videos.
Not as many as the head trauma.
Not as many. Here you go. Laceration tricks. I've seen this one before. This guy does some good stuff.
This is your thing?
Well, I've been there before.
And he's got a yo-yo.
He's got a yo-yo. Just watch. La la la. La la la. La la la.
All right, he's standing in front of a fence, and he's wielding a yo-yo.
Right.
Now what's he doing? Just still playing with a yo-yo.
Yeah, hold on.
That's not laceration. He's not cutting anything.
Sorry, it's a bad one. Sorry.
That wasn't fun at all. He was standing in front of a fence with a yo-yo. If I want that, I'll get out reruns of the Smothers Brothers.
Hey, you didn't even know anything about, like, looking for lacerations or for accidents.
Well, why don't you put your original one in head laceration?
Okay. Robbie put in head laceration.
Because I think that Head laceration.
Head laceration.
It's very frustrating when you put something in on YouTube and it spits out, no match is found.
And there you go. Putting the staples in.
Okay.
I only got the end of them putting the staples into Jordan's head. But nonetheless, it's a gruesome sight.
All right.
Here's the very first one on head laceration.
There we go. Five little staples.
Oh, this is a real medical procedure there. They're videotaping with a little kid.
Right.
See? So they're closing the wound is what they're doing with the staples.
I'm guessing so. Isn't this great?
Oh, too quick. Yeah, it's just in the blink of an eye. It was over before we saw them put the staples in.
I know what caused the injury.
What?
Fork.
That's a guy that has a fork in the head. That's him at the ER.
This is serious.
We got to hit a break. I can only help you out so much on YouTube, Mike.
Well,
but let your imagination do the driving.
But is there any real system to find the hot? Here's my point. The most viewed and the highest rated, not necessarily the real hottest videos that everybody's talking about.
For instance, give me something you're interested in right now that you'd like. Blood? Bloody what?
Bad fights.
How about bloody fights?
Bloody fights. Sorry.
Do blood fights, because that'll bring up bloody as well.
Blood
fight. Blood fight.
That's blood.
Blood fight.
A grind.
Blood fight.
There we are.
Blood fight.
Right, I'm coming over there.
Let me see. Blood fights. You only got 11,500 results.
Blood fights.
How many of them look to be movie things, though? Like clips.
Oh, see, that's not fun. Hey, put this in. Put this in. I don't think we're going to be violating anything here.
What?
Put in ass play.
Go ahead. Try it, Rob.
I have it marked as a favorite.
You're going to find anything.
Ass play.
Is that one word or two?
Two.
And then put blood.
Let's see how we do first.
Ass play. All right. He's putting in ass play. How many hits?
It's dumb ass plays. They're like videos that all have dumbass in them.
See? You know what? Seriously, if you're asking me what interests me, one time I put in there manager arguments. And I was very disappointed, but I did get to... There was one with Lou Piniella going absolutely out of his mind, because you'd like to see more than one.
A-S-S-E-S.
All right.
Thank you, Robbie. Just
putting it in there. Don Geronimo at doctor's appointment.
Let me see. How many? We've got 2,000 results.
Anything look good?
I bang blood, vampires and demons fighting.
See, that's because they've got the blood connection here.
Something French, some other video, something German, something without taking some sort of antidote first. All right, let's see what this one is.
Oh, I got another category. I just thought...
What category?
White trash. Have you ever put in white trash? Now, this is something that's got some graphics up here.
That might be a good one. I'll go back to that one. Put in white trash.
White trash.
White trash.
I just wanted to tell you that...
See, this is YouTube.
I'll come back to you, honey.
This to me is what most of YouTube is. I've got something to say.
White trash cooking. Here we go, Mike.
All right. White trash cooking. Now we're talking. It's a lady that looks like she's dressed in a 50s dress. She's getting out a recipe book. She's going through her cabinets, going through the pantry. Looks like she's getting out ingredients.
Where's the head trauma?
Is she making white trash food? No, she's trying to kill a rat. This is not funny.
No, it's not.
Sucks. She's making cupcakes?
You know what? As a tribute to Imus, put a nappy head.
All right. That you'll probably get Imus stuff all over the place.
Yeah, probably all the news clips, the recent video. That's probably it.
She was doing, looked like she was shaving right there at the end. I wasn't sure what that was. I've got kind of a bad angle here.
Let's just go to the first one. Little girl's nappy head interview.
Okay, this video, I'm asking my daughter questions about her natural hair. Let me see what she says. I didn't prep her anything, so I'm going to answer actual questions. Nadja?
Yes?
What do you feel about your hair?
It's short.
Do you think that long hair is more beautiful?
A little.
Why?
Because you can play with your hair and you can make it more different styles.
No, it says nappy head in the header.
Different styles with shorter hair too. You don't think so?
Still coming.
I think so, but longer hair, you can make more than short hairstyles.
Now, you see me, and you've always known me to have nappy hair, right?
Ah.
That's interesting.
So you never saw me with straight hair?
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
And then, of course, he walked
in. You think that I would be prettier with straighter hair?
A little bit.
Why do you say that?
Because you always leave your hair... Fluffy.
Okay.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Yes, you are.
I did a bad thing.
Tom Brokaw.
You sure did. Well, that's our YouTube tour for today.
You just got to kind of hit and miss with YouTube. You just wing it, and you pop in some words, and you see what happens.
I always find good stuff there.
I never do.
Internet.
How's the internet?
It's all new to me.
You never go wrong with blood?
No.
And you never go wrong with accident. You never go wrong with lacitation.
Laceration.
Laceration.
Carnage.
Carnage, not bad.
Carnage would be good.
Oh, it's turned off now. You can also go for saws. Just put in the word saw.
Oh, like the movie? Did you get anything from the movie?
Once you get past all the stuff for Saw 1, Saw 2, and Saw 3.
Right. Of the trailers.
Then you get a lot of fun with people... With electric saws.
Really?
With chainsaws.
Getting deep into it.
Yeah.
I have my weekend activity.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, one thing I don't like about America is we got real bad drug policy. We got horrible drug policy, man. We got people in jail for getting high. For getting high, man. And the government always says drugs are illegal because they're bad for you and we're trying to protect society. But the government don't give a... about your safety. They sell guns at Walmart. They don't give a f*** about you. Nah, the government's like this. The government, they don't want you to use your drugs. They want you to use their drugs. So every night on TV, you see a weird-ass drug commercial trying to get you hooked on some legal f***, and they just keep naming symptoms till they get one that you got, okay? It's like, are you sad? Are you lonely? You got athlete's foot? Are you hot? Are you cold? What you got? You want this pill? You got to take this pill. They don't even tell you what the pill does. You see a lady on a horse or a man in a tub, and they just keep naming symptoms. Are you depressed? Are you lonely? Do your teeth hurt? What the f***? I saw a commercial the other day that said, do you go to bed at night and wake up in the morning? They got one. I got that. I'm sick. I need that pill.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Gay.
He's a jackass.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
He prefers to be treated like a dog.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Excuse my French, but I am P.O.
Who is the boss? I expect you to
die. That's so gay.
Dumbass. Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
The Sun likes them. Don and Mike.
Seriously, have you ever talked to a woman without having to give your credit card number?
Uh-oh, Jungle!
Wow.
On a safe there, huh?
Welcome.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it would be you.
Don and Mike Show.
Go. Let's try again. Hello, it's you. You're on the air.
Go.
Yes, you, sir. Go ahead.
Christ, what is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Check out Laz.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Check out.
No, don't just dive right in. You have to explain why did you not know you were on the air.
What with the delay?
My phone's about to die.
What?
Sounds fine to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering if Don and Mike had ever heard of Pornotube.com.
Hey, this is Don and Mike, dude.
Hey, when you're going to talk about Pornotube, you really have to whisper.
Pornotube.com?
Hey.
Have you ever seen that? It's got pterodactyl porn.
Pterodactyl?
Now you've whet our appetite.
Pterodactyl porn?
Yes.
You mean the flying dinosaur birds?
Describe,
yeah, like,
please.
Like a chick taking on three pterodactyls. Dudes dressed as pterodactyls.
Oh, dudes dressed as pterodactyls.
Guys dressed in dinosaur suits?
That's no fun.
All right, goodbye, Jurassic Park.
That's no fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, I watched that.
Hello.
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 Yeah, what do you guys want?
Is this the OJ guy
the
again?
The OJ guy again.
I heard somebody call me and told me you guys want to talk to me. What do you want?
It's the same guy. Man. It's the same goddamn guy. Hello.
You're the same dude.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Mike, I'm Aaron. Mike, I'd like to get you in that dark room, boy.
I'm not sure if this is a combination of every Southern sheriff from every bad movie and Sling Blade.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
You all right?
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I wanted to wish your cousin Luigi a happy Easter.
Cousin Luigi, I will pass along your very best wishes
very
to him.
Silly.
Cousin Luigi.
Don't that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
It's a very silly
what a
ball.
Spread your cousin Luigi had, Don, for Easter Sunday.
Really?
It was just a...
Hello?
Most people don't like squid.
Johnny.
Hello, you're
Johnny,
on the air.
Michael?
Hello. Yes, hi.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think David Bowie should tell those black girls to shut your mouth.
I'm totally confused.
David Bowie should tell those black girls to shut their mouths.
Why?
David Bowie.
Don't
Does
know.
Anyone have any clue?
Don't quite get
Hello,
it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you guys need to check out Stupid Rex on YouTube.
Is this now? I think is the rest of the show going to be people calling us with ideas that we should go on the internet and bad phones?
Right.
Probably so. So what you should do is email it to us at donamikewebsite.com
and give us the suggestions for the good websites.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then we'll go to see your auntie. Okay.
Okay.
Bye bye. You know what I like?
What?
I like rape. Hi, Rob.
If you have a lot of YouTube suggestions, use the other email address, donandmike@northpole.net.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, old news, but there's a YouTube video out where a guy shoots a bottle rocket out of his you-know-what. I don't know if you've seen that one or not.
Oh, that's the one that was submitted by Joe Ardinger.
Seen it, right? Mike and I filmed it.
Get we were the ones. Don actually... I was holding the lights, and Don had the camera, and Joe went out of the backyard, and it was fantastic.
That's all we're going to have those people calling about YouTube. So yeah. Let's instead talk about something we've not talked about yet today.
Okay.
Don Imus.
I'm sorry you said that.
Actually, there is funny stuff. Did you hear what Al Roker said?
I read what Al Roker said.
Yeah, same here.
Al Roker, let me see. Here it is.
The jolly Al Roker.
Yes.
Al Roker, who I think has been one of the parade of people that have been on Imus' show before. Now, this is not what Al Roker said on the Today Show.
Oh.
This is what he wrote in his blog.
Okay.
Al has
a blog.
Al Roker.
Alvin.
Hello there, everybody.
Oh, stop it.
I don't think that's how it
What did he write?
He wrote... Hello there, everybody. No. This is Ham Albert.
No, he didn't write that. What did he say?
Lord, it is going to be sunny today.
What did he write?
No, he wrote, it is time.
But seriously.
It is time. It's time for Imus to go. I, for one, am tired of his diatribes, the humor at others' expense, the cruelty that passes for funny. The I'm a good person who said a bad thing apology doesn't cut it. At least he didn't try to weasel out of this by hiding behind alcohol or drug abuse. Still, he said it, and a two-week suspension doesn't cut it. It is, at best, a slap on the wrist, a vacation, nothing.
Ooh, okay. Wow. So you don't expect Al Roker to be mean and that angry, but there he is.
That's the end of that.
You know, one thing that Al Roker does right here... The whole thing that we're getting towards in this country now, take the race part out of it.
Uh-huh.
The humor at others' expense. Hello. That's something that I really would go to war for. You know, there's not a lot that I would go to war for. I would like to think if I was alive, like when Pearl Harbor was attacked, I probably wouldn't have run to Canada.
Right.
I probably would have joined Armed Forces Radio and done something I could have done to help out.
Something helpful.
That's putting your ass on the line right there.
You know, I like making...
You would have run and joined Armed Forces Radio, and Rob would have joined the theater troupe. That's what it would
be. You would have been right with me in the USO.
No, I think that, you know, it was a different time. It was a different time when everybody felt differently. I mean, everybody in World War II, when we were attacked by Japan, everybody felt that way. Everybody felt like they wanted to serve.
You would entertain with a vengeance.
I'd entertain if I was chosen to.
Anyway.
I'm a radio man.
I would probably go to war for something like that.
Yeah.
I kind of felt that way as we all did on 9/11. And there's been the whole free speech thing and the censorship since Janet Jackson and the way that the FCC is.
Right.
But really, Al Roker and everyone else has to know something. You cannot in our society take away humor at others' expense because then you don't have any humor.
Well, you can't regulate comedy.
Think to the basic slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
A guy taking a fall, a guy slipping and falling down.
Right.
You're laughing at the fact that a guy fell down. At what point do we say, you know what? This Laurel and Hardy has to be outlawed because
they're hurting themselves and we're laughing at it.
Right.
Right.
The Three Stooges.
Well,
you see them, you know, Mo slaps Larry and slaps Curly across the face.
Right.
That's at Curly's expense.
Well, don't you remember when we were kids when they would run that disclaimer before the Three Stooges and said, hey, kids, don't forget. Don't do what the Three Stooges do. Don't poke yourselves in the eye.
Right. There's a great cartoon in Mad Magazine from years ago where a guy is watching a comedy movie, and it's one of those comic strips they have, and she says to him, why aren't you laughing? And he says, I just don't like laughing at the humor that makes fun of other people. And as soon as he does that, a person walks in front of him and spills the popcorn and falls, and you see the guy just laughing out loud. I mean, it is kind of the way we're programmed. That's what you do. I mean, what do you laugh at?
And then here's the other I miss thing today. Let me see. He's now talking about how he's not like Michael Richards.
Uh-huh.
He's not like Mel Gibson.
Right.
If I was Imus, I don't think I would be offering my name up
with those
guys.
No, and when he did that, the first time he did that, it's like, shut up about that. I mean, you don't want people to judge you harshly right now. So why are you bringing, and who's to say, seriously, what was inside of Michael Richards' head at that time?
Right.
Everybody's calling him this insane guy that raved out. Of course what he did was wrong, but can you crawl inside of Michael Richards? Do you think maybe there was some part of him that says, hey, I'll pull out of this by making that joke?
Right.
And, you know, he was on stage. Who knows?
Who knows?
And then Imus is using him as an example. It's a very strange, very slippery slope.
Now, this is also more the reason that I'm pretty sure he's gone, is that here's the most desperate Imus quote of the day.
Okay.
I want to add a black co-host to my show for some perspective.
Oh, my. Wow, that, yeah, there's a man who's feeling,
you know,
boy, that's, there's going to be quite a line out the door to do that, I would imagine.
Know, I don't, you know, Al Roker would like the job.
That's going to seem really genuine, isn't it, when that happens? How'd you like to be the person of color who joins Don Imus?
Yeah.
Because of this, that's,
you know,
ridiculous.
You know,
that's, I mean, I don't think it's a bad
guy. You know who
is kind
super?
Of out of his mind?
Wayne Brady.
Perfect.
He said this right now.
He said this today.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
That's his quote today.
Wow. Timing is everything, isn't it?
And let me see. What it's then Snoop Dogg says that he can call women nappy-headed hoes, but Imus can't.
Okay. Did he say the reason why?
He said, it's different. Rappers aren't talking about no collegiate girls who have made it to the next level.
True.
He's talking about now rappers. We're talking about hoes in the hood that ain't doing S, that's trying to get an N-word for his money. These are two separate things. First off, we ain't no old-ass white men that sit on MSNBC going hard on black girls.
True.
We're rappers that have these songs coming from our minds and our souls that are relevant to what we feel.
Okay. Interesting.
I will not let them mother effers say we are in the same league as him. Kick him off the air.
Interesting.
A
lot of people feel that.
That's what Snoop.
Well,
that's what Snoop Dogg Roker says.
If that's the definitive word, uh-huh. from Snoop that I'm listening. I'm paying attention right now.
And he's another one that I got to wonder about.
Ooh, Snoop?
Another one of them. No, just another entertainer.
Uh-huh.
Okay? This has nothing to do with race.
Okay.
It's amazing to me that Snoop Dogg has gone through whatever this public makeover is that he has, because he, for some reason now, is a beloved figure.
Yeah. He was a beloved figure, but then he's gotten into it lately.
Yeah, but he still is playing.
I mean, he was trying to clean up his image a little bit, but then because of a few, I think maybe one or two arrests.
Yeah, he got stopped at an airport a couple of times.
And they're still all over the internet. You know, you can see that quality Snoop porn.
Yeah, and then on the other hand, he's, you know, when you see him on TV now, he's like with his youth group, his Pop Warner Football League.
He coaches the football team.
And
charity work.
We're looking at Snoop.
I think they were undefeated, too.
We're looking at Snoop Dogg, like, as the arbiter of what is good and what is bad.
Well, in the sense that you hear people, so many calls, and we got a lot of them yesterday on the show, when they're talking about rap music and rappers. So from that standpoint, he's qualified to talk about it.
Here's my point, though. The only person that I want to hear on that topic is MC Hammer. Okay?
Fair enough. Of course, I was foolish to think Snoop Dogg.
That is where rap begins.
Exactly.
That is where rap ends.
Right.
When the man with the parachute pants comes out and tells me he's had enough,
right,
then I'm listening.
All right. Not Will Smith?
Not Will Smith. F-M-I-F-F.
Well, everybody's talking about it, that's for sure.
The Pursuit of Crappiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of my movie.
Parents just don't understand that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Al Roker, do you ever watch him on the Today Show?
No, never. I've never seen him.
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Half of his comments are little sexual innuendo snipes at the women. Why didn't anybody ever call him on that?
Everybody, everybody's being judged now.
You know what else we should do? We should just take him out back and just beat the crap out of him, huh? That works for me.
Yeah, that does work for you, doesn't it, though?
What a bastard Al Roker is.
A little uppity for you?
I heard him yesterday morning. You know what he said to Meredith Vieira?
What?
Oh, baby. I love to climb up on top of you.
Yeah, I don't think this caller gets the joke.
Hello?
We've dusted him.
I think he's gone.
I think perhaps he knew he was being mocked.
A-hole. Yeah, Al Roker.
Let's attack Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Think about an unattackable individual. Yeah. Let's attack Al Roker.
Because Al Roker is so sexual when he's on TV.
Yes.
God, let me say, Natalie Morales, your ass has never looked more delightful.
It's got to be stopped.
Meredith?
Oh, Meredith.
I have been IFing you all morning long.
Ann Curry, I've been wondering what's under that skirt all morning.
What's big and black and in Al's pants? We'll find out after the forecast.
Yeah. The controversial Al Roker.
Get out of here.
God, shut up. See what's happening in my neck of the woods.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
This is John from Ocean City.
Hi, John.
Hey, just a little sidebar to this whole mess. Don, do you think that Al Sharpton has purchased the backbone? I swear to God, if there's any injustice in the United States, he must be connected into every news organization in the world. And it's like, Al, I must just made a big thing. Let's jump on him. Gang on.
You know, and I read about this, and I think that didn't the Imus people reach out to Al Sharpton? Al Sharpton was just popping off about this.
He was giving
his opinion, but, I mean, he requested to go on.
It is totally Imus' fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually...
For requesting that.
He contacted Al Sharpton. Right. So, I mean, that's when this happened.
Al Sharpton, who is now the official leader of all blacks, that has now been decided.
Reverend Al.
Don Imus is the official leader of all whites.
Uh-huh. All whites with cowboy shirts.
And Al Sharpton is the official leader of all blacks.
Fair enough. That is the state of the country as we see it.
And Kim Jong-il is the official spokesperson for all Asians.
All Asians.
All of them?
Yes. That happened as soon as they stopped doing the nuclear thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I should speak like the president. Nuclear.
Where is my Kim Jong-il thing? Okay.
Oh.
Kim Jong-il had his birthday over the weekend.
Oh, dear leader.
And he ate 12 giant rabbits.
Really?
I
have a taste for rabbit.
He saw a news story about a guy in Germany who breeds giant rabbits. 20-pound rabbit.
Wow. Wow. He wanted rabbit?
Yeah. He got it in his head that he wanted to eat some of these rabbits.
Rabbit.
So his handlers told Kim Jong-il it's not a good idea.
dear leader, we will travel the world to find you the giant rabbit.
Too much food?
He wanted to go to Germany to get the giant rabbits.
Kim Jong-il wanted to go over there?
Yeah.
He wanted to go pick him up?
Yes, he wanted to go to the guy's farm in... Rob, how do you pronounce that town in Germany?
Eberswald.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Goebbels.
North Korea decided it would be too dangerous for Kim Jong-il to go to Germany
for sure.
To pick up the giant rabbits.
You picture him sitting in like a big Emperor Ming chair going, I want to get giant rabbits.
So they sent some of his henchmen to Germany where they got 12 giant rabbits.
Well, alive?
Yes. They brought them back to North Korea.
I wish to kill them myself.
They killed them.
Uh-huh.
And not only Kim Jong-il, but all of the country's leaders ate them at his 65th birthday party.
Did they say how they were prepared? Was it a rabbit fricassee? Was it a stew?
It does not say.
Was it rabbit marcella?
It does not say. There's a quote from the guy in Germany, though. How do you pronounce that guy? It's Carl. How do you say his last name?
Smolensky, I think.
Carl Smolensky says.
Smolensky. Yeah.
Smolensky!
He says,
get that rabbit up here.
They came and took 12 of my big rabbits. I was looking forward on going to the trip to North Korea, but they won't let me go.
Of course they won't.
They took 12 of my rabbits. I only breed 60 rabbits a year.
Well, obviously they paid for the rabbits. Did they steal them?
It doesn't sound like it. And then he says again,
they took 12 of my rabbits.
Dot, dot, dot. They took my 12 biggest rabbits.
Wow. Well, he sounds pissed. And dear leader, maybe he thinks that eating big rabbits will make him taller.
And now here is the rabbit.
It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
I am dear leader.
Shoot him now! Shoot him now!
Really?
You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. He just so has to shoot me now. I command that you shoot me now. Let us run through that again. Okay. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now. Shoot him now. You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. Ha! That's it. Hold it right there. Pronoun trouble. It's not he doesn't have to shoot you now. It's he doesn't have to shoot me now. Well, I say he does have to shoot me now. So shoot me now.
Is Mel Blanc the greatest or what?
Yeah, he was.
I mean, really, the greatest.
Yeah.
God, I love listening to him.
Hey, where's Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips?
Oh, okay, hold on.
Can you find that one?
Sure. Encounter with Kim Jong-il.
And if there is anybody out there who can find an image, now not a Photoshopped image, but an actual image of these giant 20-pound rabbits.
That's a big rabbit.
Eberswald. In eastern Germany. Please email us the pictures.
Oh, so it was East Germany. Of course, it's not Eastern. Now it's Eastern
Germany. It's not Eastern West Germany.
It's not East Germany anymore. I was living in the past, the good old days when the curtain was up.
Do you remember we used to have fun, though, with Checkpoint Charlie?
Oh, that was big fun.
Remember with Charlie at Checkpoint Charlie?
Hello. I'm sorry. I can't let you cross. We had really big rabbits.
Oh, my God.
Giant 20-pounders.
These are big rabbits.
He took my big... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Like a bear.
Thank you. Buzz just found the image for us.
Look at that.
Wow.
Buzz just found it. God damn.
Those are big rabbits.
I wonder if they're a huge rabbit.
You know, not to say that I agree with the communist dictator, but I wonder if they're tender.
I sure don't. I sure wonder if they're tender.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
They look like...
I don't think there's a special in your stew.
We got rabbit. We got rabbit for ye.
All right, one more rabbit, Tape, as long as we're on the topic.
Okay.
Great one. Bugs Bunny nips the nips. This is not politically correct.
Yaps. Hundreds of them. This calls for strategy. I'll have to put on my thinking cap. Here, one for you, monkey face. That dope shop is plenty for all. Here you are, slant eye. Everybody gets one. Ice cream.
He doesn't kill them all yet.
No?
Well, that's that.
Oh, just 1 minute, Joe. Just 1 minute. Oh, you no get away from me. You wait. I got the free one.
Believe me, sweetie face. It's a pleasure.
God.
Then this is booming.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Jesus.
I did a bad thing.
Look at the picture that he got up now. Look at this rabbit.
Oh, that's not real.
Look at that. That is real.
One rabbit can feed 12 people.
He's got his hands around it.
That is more than a 20-pound rabbit. Yeah.
That's got to be a trick.
Giant gray rabbits of Germany. No, it's not a trick. There are hundreds of pictures.
Did you Google it, Buzz?
I did. Google images and found many, many pictures.
That looks to be about 40 pounds.
Well, once again, dear leader has turned us on to the latest sensation.
Dear leader.
Delicious rabbit. Ah, what? Rabbit stew. Yes, we will feed the whole country. Oh, no, we won't. We'll just keep it for ourselves. He had 12 of them.
Wow. 12, really?
12 of them.
And he and his entourage?
He and his henchmen.
Turtle and all those other people that he has with the drama and Turtle and Deer Leader.
Did you read that? That entourage, speaking of Turtle, entourage got a great number on Sunday night.
Good.
A bigger number than it has in any previous year. And the Sopranos rating was way down.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I guess that in 2002, when they came back on, they had 15 million viewers,
right?
And then 2 years ago, it was 9 million viewers, and Sunday night, 7 million viewers.
You know, you can never shortchange the talent of Matthew's brother. Who's that guy? He's the different guy, the Dylan boy.
Oh, Kevin Dillon.
The retarded Dylan boy.
He's the only thing I don't like on Entourage.
I hate him. He's like a train wreck, isn't he? You kind of stare at him.
Yeah. Did you get the impression that they didn't promote The Sopranos enough this time? I barely caught it.
Are you kidding?
It.
I missed it.
Every time I threw it on HBO, I saw the goddamn ad with, what's her name, with Karen Duffy?
Oh, yeah, Duff.
She does that HBO,
she hosts
the HBO Buzz thing.
Yeah,
but as far as like when they did the... They promoted the fact that they were going to have the season before, that they were going to run it up with a bunch of reruns. Then they're going to talk about the making of The Sopranos, but then the actual episode itself, I didn't think they hit it home enough. I really didn't see a lot of it. It was if it was promoted, it wasn't promoted correctly.
Well,
because it caught a lot of people by surprise.
But even take away the fact that they didn't promote it on HBO, it was on every magazine cover. It was on every television section. It was in the art section of every newspaper.
But we assume that The Sopranos isn't coming on. That's the thing. Right. Oh, there's no way that it's going to be on this week, and we waited too long.
Although there's a part of me that thinks good. I almost think it's like when The Sopranos first came on,
right?
When not a lot of people knew about it. Maybe it's an ebb and flow thing, and even though they promoted the crap out of it, a lot of people are bored with it. Okay. So you have now left what I like to call just the core fans.
Well, if they're bored with it, you know, see you later, because I sure like that first episode
more for us.
In the cabin by the lake.
And I heard it on...
With Janice's legs.
I heard it on very, very, very good authority that it is Stevie Van Zandt that gets it this week.
Really?
Yeah. Not to be a super spoiler.
Well, and you're gonna have to see if it happens this week.
Right.
If it does happen, then you're gonna have to be more careful, because if it happens this week and it's Stephen Van Zandt, and then you know, then you're gonna know who's getting killed every week, and you will be the spoiler. You're not the spoiler now because you think there's a chance it might not happen, right?
Well, I will write down who I heard it from.
Okay.
Kim Jong Un.
Okay.
Right.
Indirectly through him.
Yeah. What does he know?
I'm kidding,
of course.
You're right, what does he know?
Our one showbiz connection.
Exactly. Okay, and it's not Dick Van Patten, because I know that's what everyone is out there thinking.
Well, he just started, look, why do we have to keep it a secret? He just started working for us. It's a gentleman by the name of Jason Veazey.
When we come back, I know what it is. It's moonshine time.
All right.
Oh. Moonshine!
It's time for the Joe Artinger Moonshine Hour.
Hey. Have a cup of shine.
We'll be right back with your host, Joe.
Joe!
How you doing, Joe?
How are you doing, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
The Joe Show.
Joe, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you saw this one first last night on Fox 5. An inmate mistakenly released from the D.C. jail, and tonight he is still on the loose. You are looking at Larry King Jr. right here. He was given his walking papers this week, even though a judge revoked his probation in order to serve 6 months in jail. Fox 5's Paul Wagner has this story.
Larry King is still on the loose.
When Larry King left D.C. Superior Court and came back here to the D.C. jail on Wednesday, the Department of Corrections says there was only one set of documents assigned to his name, and in those documents it said he should be released. Corrections officials say the paperwork to remain behind bars didn't arrive at the jail until after King was mistakenly released.
Take antibiotics.
Paul Wagner, Fox 5 News.
Now, a judge revoked Larry King's probation on Wednesday for a 2006 conviction of attempted distribution of cocaine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Funny, that's funny.
How's your friend Ann Coulter in the faggot world? What are you talking about?
Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
Attica, New York. Hello.
Right, just ahead of Joe's little 5 minute thing on moonshining here.
Yes.
And then we'll.
A very quick 5 minutes. So
yeah. Then we'll play some Stump the Stoop today.
Very good.
There's the latest on Imus, though.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my gosh. Keeps growing hair.
Well, I wish I could.
Well, this is now. This is collateral damage. Nassau Broadcasting, and I, you know, I apologize. I was at the doctor today.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I don't know if it's allergies in my throat.
Well, the pollen count is at an all-time high.
But even I think my throat sounds raspy today, so I apologize. Classic Hits WSBG in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes,
has fired morning man Gary Smith.
Really?
Yesterday, he designated "I am a nappy-headed hoe." As the phrase that pays on the Gary in the Morning show.
That's outrageous.
He used the phrase with the full knowledge that his reaction to the use of the words by Don Imus a day earlier caused a firestorm of sensation, which is the reason he was terminated and not suspended.
Okay.
Gary in the Morning has done a tremendous amount of good over the last 17 years.
Wow.
As the host of WSBG.
Wow.
But his comments crossed the line. So they fire a guy.
Somebody reacted to it.
They fire a guy who's reacting. Meanwhile, Imus, at least for now, gets to keep the job.
Yes.
However, here's the latest. GM, American Express, and GlaxoSmithKline are also pulling their spots now.
That's a biggie. That last one there.
Yeah. General Motors says they'll suspend advertising while they monitor. The drug maker is suspending. And now the affiliates, like in Tucson, says they're not going to run the best of over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe you're right about this. It does seem to be not calming down at all.
No. It does seem idiotic, though, that the only guy that's been fired thus far
is a disc jockey that was making fun of the situation.
Right, right.
And using that as the phrase that pays.
And Mike, Gary, he's been Gary in the Morning for 17 years.
17 long years. So long, Gary in the Morning.
17 years. Well, here he is now, Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger in the afternoon.
The world's oldest phone screener.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm fine.
Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Now, Joe, I don't want to speak out of school, but I know that you've done a lot of internet research about moonshine.
Among other things, yes, indeed.
And you're ready now to talk on this moonshine edition of the Joe Show.
I'd go a step further to say that I bet even before he did the research, Joe could probably speak with great authority on moonshine, right?
I was trying to help him out, Mike.
Oh, okay. So was I. That's what I was saying.
No, but I mean,
I don't think he knows any more than anybody else who researched it on
I thought we were talking outside one day, and we were talking about moonshine. You seem to know about it.
I thought it's an egret, say.
What's that?
OSJ Unshime.
Oh, really?
Is it
an egret, say?
Well, I have ancestors from West Virginia.
That's what I was talking about. He's talked to me about that before.
But I thought that the thing on the air was that you didn't want to discuss Unshime.
Well, I mean, the fact that my ancestors from West Virginia were organized crime to that extent, perhaps.
Well, now, see, I didn't even know that.
But we're talking, you know, 100 years ago, so.
But you know a little bit about it, even before your research, right?
Well, it's easy.
Have you tasted any?
Not recently.
I have.
Define recently.
Years.
You ever have it?
I don't think so.
Well,
except when Joe gave it to me.
when he made it from his secret still in the hills
before the show tonight.
Back in West Virginia.
They
still sell, it's really just grain alcohol. They sell it in some states. Used to sell it in Virginia some years back, but they banned it.
I went to a Shishi Christmas party one year, and an attorney friend of mine brought it in a Chivas Regal bottle.
Sure.
And I said, doesn't that look great? And he said, boy, it shine. And he poured me a glass. Uh-huh. And
sounds like Scott Janet.
Yeah. Hey, boy. You know, this guy sounds like that. And he poured me a glass of this. And, of course, I was, you know, I nervously took a sip of it and put down my other adult beverage and sort of nursed that for the rest of the party. Yeah. That was my my beverage. It was that good. It was that smooth.
It's,
I liked it.
It's corn mash whiskey or liquor. I mean, you know. Fairly common. Uh-huh. It's an American pastime.
And, you know, since the cat's out of the bag, and I'm sorry for doing that, Don, where is your still located, Joe?
In Leesburg. That just sounds good.
It does. That sounds where it should be.
Leesburg!
All right, so this guy's name is Matthew Rowley.
Rowley.
He's written a book called Moonshine, and we'll now start the Joe Show.
It will fascinate you.
Ah, there's the theme that everyone knows and loves.
Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, how are you doing, Joe? Hi, Joe.
Well, Buzz, why don't you give us a lead-in, please?
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Joe Show, starring Joe Ardinger. Now,
welcome.
Here's Joe.
Joe.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of The Joe Show. My guest today is Matthew Rowley, and he's an author of Moonshine, a book that details the history of home distilling, a rich American tradition.
Book.
He says dates back to 1620 when an English gent named Lutz, and so on. So, hi, Matthew. How are you today?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Where are you located?
I am right now in Encinitas, California. I'm about two blocks from cliffs overlooking the ocean.
And what are the laws regarding home distillation of liquor in the state of California?
Wow. I tell you what. They are, you have a couple layers. You've got federal laws, which just...
Why don't you do some of the rap? The guy can't hear me.
This is just
some of the rap you did the other day when people were complaining about you talking a lot during the best of.
Very straight question.
Can you work some of that in? And can you work your English accent in
as
well?
Of course.
Thank you, Joe.
Right.
Thanks, Joe.
That doesn't stop a lot of people from doing it, though.
Yeah. That's right. And where do you get your supplies from?
Let me switch that question around. I think home distillers get their supplies from a couple different places.
They get their supplies from suppliers.
Yeah, well, it depends on what they're making. You have some guys who are making to sell their stuff, and they're using largely sugar.
That would be illegal.
Does this guy sound like a drug dealer? No, you're fine, Mike.
He can't hear me.
No.
He does sound like a dealer, doesn't he?
He's
a pusher on the block.
The Orchard or Apples, and you get other guys who will go to homebrew stores where... you know, you get supplies for beer and wine, and it's, for the most part, the exact same ingredients.
Well, for the most part, but they do make a higher-grade yeast for distilling mineral spirits. So let's talk more about that.
Okay.
Okay, let's stay focused.
All right. So you know about this yeast, huh?
A little bit.
Is this anything about your, like, West Virginia ancestors who taught you about that?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
A lot of it's on the internet. That's where I learned how to make everything from gunpowder to C4.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a guy in Sweden named Gert Strand who developed some years back.
I know that guy.
Yeah. He developed what he called...
Definitely go to the English accent. Start referring to yourself as... What is it you say that you're the world famous?
As I recall, Bert Strand is a British gent, isn't he?
Who, Gert? He's out of Sweden. I'm not sure where he's from originally, but...
Is he legendary like myself, the legendary Joe Ardinger?
Not quite the same stature. No.
So how big is your still there, Matt?
You know what? I don't have a still. I have spent
That's
years,
right.
What?
Years and years with distillers, but I don't have one myself.
Right. And where do you get your copper tubing? At Home Depot, perhaps?
You can get copper tubing just about anywhere. Yeah.
How long do you let your mash age and ferment?
For people who do it, it varies. You know, like in the wintertime, you might go...
Everything's a qualifier with these people. He's one by the law.
What you're fermenting.
For those people who
it's variable. Cold weather, you got to keep it warm.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little slower mash because the yeast needs some warmth.
What color is it? Oops, I'm sorry.
What color is the mash?
That also depends. Sometimes it's kind of peachy colored, sort of pink. It can be.
What about the aftermath?
Be yellow, depending on, again, what.
With Gary Berghoff.
You know what happened to me, my ancestors one time?
What's that?
My potato mash exploded in my closet. And scared my dog. Their dogs.
Is that a moonshine joke that we should?
I think it might be a true story, Don.
I know it is.
Kind of an Irish thing.
Did your shine really blow up?
Is your ancestors Irish?
Joe just winked at me.
No, they're Lithuanian.
Okay. That would do it, too.
They will kick your ass.
Don't you love it when Joe gives you a knowing wink?
Yeah, knowing wink. Like
he's in control of the situation.
What's my potato
mash? Well, tell me more about...
How do you measure the alcohol content in your finished product?
Well, there's a couple different ways.
What do you heat up the mash to in order to make it trip the wire?
You want to hook it up to about 174.
See, he doesn't know anything about this, Mike.
And that way what happens is the alcohol will start to boil off the ethanol before the water does. And you just run it at that temperature for a long time. And, you do a couple different runs depending on...
But, you see, at 174, you might risk getting methyl in there, and that'll make you blind. And
well, right. And what you want to do is if you get methanol in there, which
really
is
know
good alcohol,
stuff,
is a powerful optic nerve
toxin,
you throw out the first little bit of it and just pitch it entirely. Now,
you can run your copper wire higher a few more inches further before you bend it over.
But remember, he's only learned about it on the internet.
Yeah, you can do that.
That way it stops somewhere in the middle and only the hotter steam goes up over the wire and then into your condenser.
Mm-hmm. And there's a new kind of still that you've been seeing the last 20 years
or so.
How about
the plastic stills? Are you familiar with those?
The plastic ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one you can find plans for called the Amazing Still.
Right.
It's okay. It's more of a novelty.
All you need is an element for a water heater, and you
absolutely
put it in the side of a paint bucket. At least that's what I've been told.
But you won't get sick drinking
heater.
This stuff.
I bet a lot of our listeners are writing this down for verbatim.
You bet they are.
Popular, but I don't know anyone who's actually done it. People know about it.
See,
but,
the Ma Ardinger recipe from back in the day runs about $1.93 in temperature over a high wire.
Mm-hmm.
Down into basically room temperature water that as it heats up you can add ice to.
Sure. Yeah, that'll do it.
And
how many runs would you
honey.
Do?
Well, all of this talking code has been wonderful.
Well, Matthew, thanks. You sound very knowledgeable. Good luck in your pursuits.
Joe, thank you very much, man.
What's his
pleasure.
Book, Joe?
The book? What's your book?
It's called Moonshine, and it's out by it's published by Lark, and it's out on the shelves now.
Use your English accent,
Amazon.
Joe.
All right then, Matthew. You have a good one, all right?
You too. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Bye now.
Kali Walker and your Nikki Powders.
Bye.
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 I've learned so much. I was kind of fascinated. You know, I wasn't even paying attention to the guests as much. I was kind of looking at Joe, spout off all this this information. I've heard it outside. I've never heard it in as much detail. You going to bring us Christmas presents?
Do you remember when you did Stump the Joe and he couldn't come up with a topic he was an expert on?
I believe he's truly zeroed in on this.
I thought the Unshai May was always an egret say.
Joe, was it an egret say, or do you air K?
Well, I mean, I never had anything to do with the stuff personally. There's just a long lineage.
Hey, you never had
it. Here down in the corner.
He's talking about the copper and how you got to keep it under 174 degrees.
We had an engineer that made his own beer. You've made your own beer before, haven't you?
That's for sissies.
But you've done it, haven't you?
No.
Wine?
He only makes the hard stuff, Mike. I mean, excuse me, he's only thought about making the hard stuff.
I've researched it.
Research. That's all.
Just reading.
Just research.
You learn so much.
Bring in some of your research around the holidays, will you? I love this stuff.
Into my hand.
I truly do. But it can't, for 15 cents, it can make you go blind, though, if you got the wrong mix.
Oh, nonsense.
It can't?
No. Thank you, Joe. That's like pot making you crazy.
Well, I thought you said that there's that methane or something that can make you blind.
Methyl alcohol.
Rocket fuel.
Joe!
Yeah, you drink it first.
All right, thank you, Joe.
He does.
Whew. All right, then.
All right, get out of here.
You and your British bulldog. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
There goes Buck.
See you later, paint chip.
You know what makes the best shine?
Ooh.
Gary in the morning.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
And the other guy did sound like a pusher, didn't he?
Yeah.
can't really tell you exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
The people that I know who have done it in the past, though.
Somebody was so inclined to make potato mash. This is what they do. They keep it in their closet and they put that, you know,
copper tubing. You need some copper tubing. All right, let's clear the lines and see if we can weigh some prizes.
Very good.
We're going to be doing some stump the stoop today.
Yeah. Are you feeling sharp today?
No. And as a matter of evening out the playing field, we're doing all disco. Stump the stoop today.
Very good.
Because a lot of disco songs start with the same one or two defining beats.
Very good.
Okay. So it's all disco.
Stump the stoop is where, you know, it's kind of like name that tune.
Stump the stoop. For instance, what do I got? I've got a disc here that's got anything except disco on it. For instance, right here, whatever this is, Long Tall Glasses by Leo Sayer.
You would have won that one.
See, I know that one right away. The next cut, which I'm not looking at the thing, I swear to God, it's You Are by Lionel Richie.
Wow. Still a formidable challenger.
I remember how much I love that song.
God. Let's see. Locomotion by Little Eva. I'm pretty good at getting the songs right away, like on 2 seconds, but it's a
so
lot.
So this is going to be all disco?
All disco.
All right.
Which means you can play, Mike, and everybody on the phone can play as well.
I get to play this time?
Sure.
Okay.
At 877-365-3636, it's very much like Name That Tune. Mm-hmm. I think I'm kind of a savant.
You are.
I'm pretty good at picking up these songs, so we'll do some disco to even the playing field.
You're as good with these songs as Joe is with moonshine.
That is 100% alleged, Mike.
It can't make you go blind. That's bunk.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's this huge space between us, and it just keeps filling up with everything that we don't say to each other. Uh-huh. What is that called?
Marriage.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a porno book, The Don and Mike Show.
Guys, you've got a lot of things happening right now. We're going to open the lines for a little something to stoop. At 877-365-3636, we are currently trying to get in touch with the radio station that fired the what's his name, the morning guy for...
Gary in the morning?
Saying nappy head. And I was just looking at my meticulous notes about this fantastic show that we do. And I think it was almost a year ago that we tried an all-caller show. Thinking about it for tomorrow, maybe.
You never know. What could go wrong?
We don't have any, like, killer guests tomorrow, do we? We don't have a John Voight coming up tomorrow, right?
No, not John Voight tomorrow, no, sir.
Who's don't please don't call me sir. Who's tomorrow?
You know, we're working on it.
Oh, see?
Perfect.
They're working
on it. An all-caller show.
They're working on it.
Because they've been so well-behaved lately.
Well, we've been...
Let's reward them.
Yeah. I feel that...
Now, the all-caller show, if you remember correctly, is just that.
It's 60 seconds for each person... And all we do for the entire time that we're on the air, until Buzz's News, for the first 3 hours of the show, or the first 3+ hours,
right,
was just take phone calls.
Right. And do we even say you're on the air?
Yeah, we do all that.
I don't remember that.
I think we did that.
I thought we just hit the sound effect of the call being on the air.
Yeah, it was a lot of that.
Well, no, that was the show where it was just callers and none of you guys talking.
Bless
that was
you,
another
Mike.
Bold
Thank
experiment.
You. Bless you. Oh, yeah, that was one time we were in New York. We just did all callers where we thought we wouldn't even have to talk.
We were in the room. Like, I think we actually even went out of the studio, didn't we?
Yeah, we just let people talk to each other, and that was awful. That was a train wreck.
All right.
I do remember the last phone caller show. You both left feeling refreshed.
I believe we both had low-grade headaches.
Yeah, tiring.
With the thought that perhaps it would be an easier road to hoe. Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. It's anything but easier.
It's
but,
a little different.
But I think we've been back now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We've been flapping our jaws so much. We've had so much to discuss.
We have.
We really have not taken our usual amount of calls.
True.
So let this be a warning to all our listeners that tomorrow the potential exists for an all-caller show. So have your, you know, all you you aspiring young broadcasters out there and you aspiring old broadcasters, get your best material ready.
A game.
And that
A
is,
game.
That is only if Rob and John don't come up with a killer guest.
Like John Voight.
Yeah, I mean, if it's...
Who ended up being a phenomenal guest.
Phenomenal.
If it's another UFO guy, well, then we'll go with all callers.
If it's a guy that's got a still, you know, count on it being an all-caller show.
Oh,
right.
You got the number?
I do. You want to fire it up?
The radio station?
Yeah, hold
fire
on
the guy. Gary, what's his name? Very good.
The Gary Show?
Is it the Gary Show?
Something. I don't remember his last
Gary
name.
Gary in the Morning.
Gary in the Morning. See if we can get somebody to talk about it.
He's in the morning.
This is a station that I put on hold in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Where is that? Is that Western PA?
No, no. They fired their morning guy after 17 years for saying nappy haired hose.
Well, he had a contest where that was the phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays.
Said it, yeah. He had his listeners call in to say it.
Or did he say it? It's whenever he said it.
I thought it was a contest.
It was the phrase that pays, so a winner, a listener, had to say it, I would think.
No, I would think it was probably he said it.
Well, he probably said that's the phrase that pays.
Sure. Excuse me. I believe my lunch was coming up.
Right. So then he would take calls and say, what is the phrase that pays?
Mm-hmm. And they fired him.
Well, you know what? It's after. Are you sorry about that?
I'm very sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
Let me read it again. He designated I'm a nappy-headed hoe as the phrase that pays on his April 10th Gary in the Morning show. He used the phrase with the full knowledge of the reaction to Don Imus' use of the phrase a day earlier, which is the reason he was fired and not suspended. Any answer?
The office is closed and there's just a train of electronic voicemail. So right, nobody there.
Put that on the list.
Certainly not Gary.
Well, tomorrow we'll have one of our callers do that interview.
Hey, ready for some hot stump the stoop action?
I am ready.
Here we go.
Now, this is all disco.
These are disco tunes. And how about we practice you and I spar a little bit?
I'm ready. I usually don't really hold my own on this. I've gotten lucky a couple of times.
Load them up, Rob. Now, Rob has burned a bunch of his favorite disco songs onto discs. I haven't seen them. I don't know what track is coming up when, and we're just about ready.
Sanjaya.
You want to
I'm
first?
Sorry. Yeah.
How many seconds can you stump the stoop in?
4.
Oh. Well, that, come on, I can do it in 3.
2.
You're on.
Thank you.
I got it.
I don't have it.
Daz by Brick.
Never would have gotten it. No, the song. I know it's a light dance, too.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
Everybody,
all right, you're going to go first. Do I get one more?
All right, go ahead.
Well, you go first.
All right, I can name it in 4.
I can name it in 5.
You got to go down, Mike.
Oh, 3.
3? Here you go, 3.
Weather Girls, It's Raining Men.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Here we go. Mike, I can name the next one in 3, 2, go.
Bee Gees.
Name it.
More Than a Woman.
Good job. Now you've proved your mettle.
I love it when I do that. And now take on the callers, because that's all the work I'm doing in this segment.
Here we go.
That's damn good for me. It really is. When I get 2 out of 3, that's good.
Can you name one in 1 second?
I'll try. Damn it, no.
Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel by Tavares.
Might have gotten that with a few more seconds. But I probably wouldn't have gotten Tavares.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bow, 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 bow.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow.
Rob. Wow. Wow, Rob.
Can't do it. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how you play the game.
Yes.
The way I just played it with Mike. Now I'm willing to play with you, the home listener. What is your name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Yes.
I can name it in 3 seconds.
Andrew, you would have to say, name that tune,
or
you can name it in 2 seconds. Andrew, do you know what you're calling for?
I do not.
I didn't think so.
God,
I just knew that. I knew that Andrew had no idea why he was calling.
You incredible dumbass.
Call tomorrow.
Yes, call tomorrow.
I like wait.
Call tomorrow.
I like rape.
Call us tomorrow, Andrew. Thanks a lot. Is everybody happy?
Hello there.
Is everybody happy?
What is that from, Rob? I've been dying to ask. I was going to ask you off the air, but I'll ask you on the air. What is that from?
It's a band leader from the 30s named Ted Lewis, but you always hear it in cartoons.
Okay. Is that
his name is Ted Lewis.
All right. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Stoop. Hello.
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 What's your name? Any idea?
Eric.
Okay, Eric, I can name it in 3 seconds.
I'll do 2.5.
You can only go to 2.
Whole number.
Ah, 2 then.
2. Go.
Here you go. You're on. Good luck. I've got it, incidentally.
Oh, son of a.
That would be Boogie Shoes by KC and the Sunshine Band.
Never would have gotten that one.
Bada.
Bada. Bada.
Was that a number one hit for Casey?
Yeah.
Not even close, right?
It was a number one disco hit, I think.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Dan.
All right, Dan, I can name it in three.
Ooh, you know, Don and Mike, I'm a child of the 80s, but I'll give it my best shot at disco, and I can name it in two.
Here you go. Good luck. Easy one.
Oh, geez, I know. Wait, give me a sec. Disco Inferno. Disco Inferno.
By who?
Casey and Sunshine Band?
Oh, by the Tramps.
Tramps, yes.
Sorry. I knew that.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Terrell.
I love it while they're dropping out.
What's your name?
He'll have an easy time hearing.
Terrell.
Terrell.
All right, 2 seconds. Good luck. Here you go.
Holly LaBelle, itchy, gitchy, goo goo gaga.
That, hey, everybody, I hate to be a ball buster. That would be Lady Marmalade
right.
By LaBelle.
Right.
Miss Patty.
And that's Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And yes.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Oh. Buzz. Are you gay?
No, I'm a low female. Low female. Sorry about that.
All right, good night.
I'm all girl, though, I promise. I just don't sound like it.
I thought for sure a gay man could challenge me in the game.
Are you a smoker?
I've just always had this so low, awful voice. It's not even a sexy one. It's just awful.
Oh, no, very just... sexy.
Are you by any chance a sexy woman?
Thank you, sexy.
No, I don't. I guess it depends on who you ask.
Okay, that answers that. Thank you.
You know what I say.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Okay. How many seconds do you need, Lou?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. What?
2 seconds for you. Ready?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'll try.
Okay, here you go.
I have no clue. I couldn't even really hear it.
Boogie,
sorry.
Boogie Wonderland, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Emotions.
Now, would you have accepted Earth, Wind, and Fire by themselves, or would it have to be the Emotions?
Bow, 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 bow. Nope. Got to be everybody.
Always guess Boogie something. You have a pretty good shot.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, it's Mickey here.
Hi there. Where are you from?
Blacktown.
Okay, 2 seconds for you on the clock. Good luck.
Bad luck.
Roller Coaster.
A title and artist, please.
Roller Coaster.
Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players.
Yeah.
See, and I would have said OJs. I always get that confused. And what's the thing about this song? Didn't they have some sort of controversy that there's a scream in it of a woman actually being murdered?
The urban legend is that it's a woman being thrown off a roller coaster.
Right.
And actually, it's the scream of her falling off the roller coaster.
But it proved to be untrue.
Not true.
Pick him up off the floor, for crying out loud. I'll beat you. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a confident guy here.
Don and Mike. I was like, no, I'm sorry. I was talking to my daughter.
All right, well, Father of the Year.
How's it going?
What is your name, my friend?
It's Justin.
All right, Justin, where are you from?
From Rocktown, baby, Rochester, and we love you up here.
Okay, beautiful. 2 seconds for you. Good luck.
Thanks. That would be I Am a Racist by the Big Headed Coach and the Nappy Headed Home.
Oh, stop it. Dad. Looking forward to that show tomorrow.
Ruining the fun. It's Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine
Band. Another Casey and the Sunshine Band.
You know, I don't even need the callers today. I might as well just play against you.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling a little bit confident.
Let me just do some 1 second ones on my own.
Okay.
Just to show off.
All right. I can name that in 2 seconds.
It only takes a minute to fall in love by Tavares.
All right. I can name it in 2 seconds.
Well, let me do some 1 seconds, please.
Don't you get it? I'm saying I can name it in 2 seconds, so you can say, geez.
Thanks.
He's helping.
I can name it in 1 second.
Good luck, Don. Name that tune.
I will survive.
Gloria Gaynor. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that, because I know that'll piss you off. That's like stealing your thunder. I should stutter when I say it, though.
Gloria Gaynor. How long will it take you, Mike?
I can name that in 2 seconds.
I can name it in 1 second.
Good luck, Don.
When will I see you again by the 3 degrees?
I guess that counts as disco. Yep, sort of.
All right, another 1 second one.
Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead.
Oh, that's a good one right there.
Grease by Frankie Valli. That's not a disco song.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, yeah, technically it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's got the disco beat.
Yeah.
Oh, Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
Played that many a times.
You Are the One That I Want from Grease. Yeah. Forget Me Nots by Patrice Rushen. Ladies Night by Kool and the Gang.
Slow down, I can't dance them that fast.
All right, sorry. Oh, Boogie Fever by the Silvers.
That's right.
Doctor's Orders by Carol Douglas.
Shooting Douglas.
That's obscure.
God. I used to love that one when I was a DJ.
That's a good song.
I used to love that when I was a DJ, though. Hello, everybody. It's Al Qaeda here. Got my girlfriend on the telephone right now. Place you want to say hello to me. Hello, baby.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Me.
What's happening, bitch?
Doctor today.
Oh, my God.
Because ever since you've been gone.
Are you pregnant?
I had a pain deep down inside.
You can't have another baby.
He says there's nothing really wrong with
you. I thought you told me you were on the pill.
Listen, my man.
I guess you're going to have to get an abortion. From the all-new 13Q.
Yeah.
And if you did that break on 13Q, someone would have come in and finished the song for you.
Okay, here's another one. Taste of Honey, Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Boogie Oogie 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 Oogie. Oh, I love The Nightlife by Alicia Bridges.
I love the boogie. There's boogie again.
Car Wash by Rose Royce. Is that Get Off by Foxy?
Where are we at? What?
I don't know. That's Get Off.
Reminds me of my days at American University.
Get Off.
That's bad.
Miss You by the Stones.
Yeah. That doesn't count as a disco
yes,
song.
It does.
Not really.
They said themselves it was a disco record.
Really?
Oh, that's still Get Off by Foxy.
Where do you work?
Oh, Heaven Must Have Sent You by Bonnie Pointer. Brick House by the Commodores.
Brick House.
Give It to Me, Baby by Rick James. Get Down Tonight, KC and the Sunshine Band. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, you gotta go to this machine now.
Good Times by Chic. He's the Greatest Dancer by Sister Sledge. Wow. Keep them coming.
I'm trying.
Where are you, like,
keep them coming. I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. Fresh by Kool and the Gang.
Wow.
Was that one right?
Yes, it was.
Still makes you want to move, doesn't it?
She's fresh.
I like that one.
What about this? Let me try this one.
I don't know that.
Is that Macho Man?
Head on.
Wow. Find the village of people.
Wow. I don't remember how it started.
Oh, that's still fresh.
That's by
She's Fresh.
Finally?
There's one.
You found one that stumped you?
I am stumped on this one.
Well, you know who it is.
Who?
You know this.
You know.
Come on. Give it 2 more seconds.
Is it Thank God It's Friday?
Push in the Bush.
Hey, you got me there.
I don't know who does it.
Is it Musique? Musique?
That's why I thought you'd get that one.
Oh, didn't have that one. Let me try one more here. Rob's not giving you things queued up.
Rob's fingers are bleeding.
Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Yes.
I feel like dancing. If I Can't Have You by Yvonne Elliman. Funky Town by Lips, Inc. Flashlight by Parliament.
Great song. Great. Play a little of that one, please, please, please. You know what?
Excuse my French, but I
don't never ever trust Whitey.
I just like playing that so I can do that.
Yeah. I'll give it to you one more time. Here you go, Mike. Hold on, here's.
Man, that's a great song. That is seriously one of my favorite. And I don't call that disco. I call that funk.
Boogie Nights by Heat Wave.
You're playing some that actually, you know, everybody talks about the disco era and how we all hated it, but there are some songs in here that I loved.
You Little Trustmaker by the Times.
That should not be played.
You Can't Change That by Radio.
Would that be disco? That wouldn't be disco, would it?
Used to Be My Girl by the OJs. Right Back Where We Started From by Maxine Nightingale. Upside Down by Diana Ross.
Uh-huh. You know, so far I would have been with you on most of these.
Hold on. Olivia Newton-John, A Little More Love. That is not disco.
I was on the fence on this one.
This is not a disco song, Robbie.
It's one of those, like, late... Wasn't that early 80s?
But I still knew what it was. She's soup.
She was sexy back then.
She was.
Was that off the Let's Get Physical album?
I think it was the album before that.
Give me one more here.
Oh, I did that one already.
Oh, you can't... hold on. Don't Leave Me This Way by Thelma Houston.
Right.
You Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Band.
Amazing.
Don't know. Oh, Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn.
It's got that weird beginning, almost like an edit on the
and
tape.
And that last song, Got to Be Real, probably at the time in clubs, one of the hottest records ever.
Let me hear that intro again. That's
you never play this in a
no. See, I always picked it up right,
and you did it in the clubs,
right?
Don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses.
One more. We gotta go to Buzz and News. You want to have a race on this one?
Like we're going to compete now?
Yep.
I don't have a chance, but I'll try.
Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
I have no idea.
Take Me Home by Cher.
Can you play a little bit?
Sure.
I don't know it.
Take me home. Take me home. Hey, son. Take me home. Take me home.
Okay, see, I didn't play it at that point.
You don't remember on the phone? Good looking Wednesday afternoon. Might want to say hi to all the nappy headed hoes out there, and especially Jerry in the morning.
Gary in the morning. He's the guy that got fired for saying
that. Excuse me, Jerry, it's Gary.
Take me home.
Take me home.
One more.
Okay.
Now, Raining Men again.
Don't hit that button. Hit this button.
Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy and his Big Apple Band.
You know, as I always say when we play this game, you know. Oh, that's a great song.
Body down to the ground.
That is my all-time favorite disco
Jackson.
Song.
Oh,
wow. Can you talk that one up for me, please?
I sure can, Mike. I got to hear right now. We're running so goddamn late. It's time for the news of the day. Hey, Buzz, what do you got coming up on the news? Huh? What do you got coming up, Buzz?
What do I got coming up today? More on Don Imus. Thank you, Buzz.
I don't know what's going to happen to you, baby, but I do know.
Kick Saving a Beauty by Omera.
Doing that.
Oh, that's because I liked it so much. Yes, I like the little nymph. I sure do.
Sure
oh, that's fun. Because really, if you go back to that area, you can't argue with Michael.
All right, we'll come right back with Charlie's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a one-way trip to Fit City.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let me see. Van McCoy, The Hustle, of course. The late Van McCoy. Tomorrow on the show, we just had a big executive meeting. It was decided. Yeah. It was when we were still broadcasting from the other building when we did the all-caller show.
Yes, and we haven't done it since we've been here in the confines of Rockville, Maryland.
So we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of being in our brand-new broadcast house, and that means tomorrow it's the all-caller show. And that means the whole show, all we do is take your calls.
We will be here as referees.
But not like one of those jive disc jockey. Hey, it's Open Line Friday, where we turn the show over to you.
Not like that.
No. We'll give everyone that calls a maximum of 60 seconds.
With very little response from us.
Yeah. Yes. Beyond our grunts and groans and clicks.
But, oh, God.
Yeah.
Hello, you're next.
And, of course, our American Idol comments.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, Big Daddy says, tonight, And that's how I'm referring myself now, Big Daddy.
Is that something new that we you will be henceforth referred to as Big Daddy?
Well, I've asked Janet to start calling me Big Daddy.
All right, Big Daddy.
Because well, and it's not a, it's you know, Rob used to call his grandpa Big Daddy.
Yeah, right.
I think I've said more than on more than one occasion. I said, you know, Daddy like.
Yes, you have.
Daddy like this. And,
right.
And now I'm in the habit of saying, Big Daddy would like this. Big Daddy likey. Oh, we had Mexican food last night during American Idol. Mm, Big Daddy like. Oh, look, House in High Def. Oh, Big Daddy like.
Big Daddy liked that house last night. We don't talk about that show very often, but that's a fine little program.
Sure is.
That was a fine. In fact, for a fine little program, that's the best of the fine little program I've ever seen.
You had your projectile vomiting.
Yeah.
You had your spots on people. You had.
You almost had your operation right out in the middle of the sky.
Almost cut him wide open.
Until he found out the secret like he always does.
Now, he always does.
Anyway, Big Daddy says tonight on American Idol, it's either Haley, the leggy girl, or Justin, the very talented girl.
You know, I'm so bad at picking the who's going to get voted off. Carla would give you some competition though, because she usually is right there at the end of the evening. You're saying Haley or
Haley is probably the odds-on favorite, the chick with the legs.
I say it's going to be the bald guy.
See, you and Rob, I can't say you and Rob, for the last 5 weeks, every week, Rob calls me, and he's positive that the bald guy, Phil, is the guy who's getting the axe.
I thought Phil did really not a bad job last night, but I think Phil's out of there. I really do, because of the hat.
It's Haley. Haley is the obvious choice, but my absolute, I almost sound like one of those douchebags.
Your parlay?
Yeah.
Here's my absolute lock. Go ahead, Schwab.
That's it. My lock of the year.
Your lock of the year is?
Is that Justin. Is that her name?
The lady? The
lady Justin?
Oh, I'm not sure what her name is. Wait, the lady with the legs is Haley.
The third? No, she's the third talented lady.
Jordan.
Jordan
Sparks.
Jordan.
You're saying that Jordan, that would be a shocker of shockers if that happened, but it could happen.
That's why it's my lock. Take Jordan and the points.
Jordan Sparks, that's Don's pick. I say it's going to be Phil tonight.
And you have heard the warning in advance, an all-caller show tomorrow.
That'll be interesting.
And now here's Charlie with the news. Hi, Charlie.
Thank you, Mike and Big Daddy. The only way the ratings can get any worse for Katie Couric is if people start hurling their TVs out of windows. And now this, plagiarism.
That's so gay.
Copying off someone else's paper.
Uh-oh. That's so gay.
The stealing of words and ideas. Katie didn't do it. A producer did. An unnamed producer who's now been fired. It was her recent notebook piece on how kids see libraries differently than their parents. The Wall Street Journal called CBS News to say, hey, that's our story, almost word for word. CBS checked, and yes, almost word for word.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
Yes?
I've just gotten word now.
What?
Howard did it first.
Yeah.
We should have known that.
Well, Howard didn't do it. He invented the printing press that the Wall Street Journal was printed on.
Invented plagiarism. The network has apologized to everyone, of course, except Dan Rather. Maybe CBS should do what KFTY-TV in Santa Rosa, California has done. It shut down its newsroom altogether.
We're thinking about doing that.
I heard the rumor. That's why I'm doing this story. The general manager says, being in the shadow of the Bay Area, there's not much his news department could bring to the table, and it just wasn't worth the expense anymore. So the station's news department is now closed, but there's still a newscast. The station has invited viewers to submit their own homemade news stories, and for that matter, any other low-budget programming ideas they might have.
Why not?
The station's especially reaching out to college students, aspiring filmmakers, and just plain citizens with video cameras.
Oh, it's going to be a nervous time in the McGrath household tonight.
For sure.
What could possibly go wrong,
my lady?
You know, the thing about that, Buzz, that makes sense to me is when I watch the local news.
Right.
And we're based in D.C., which is a top 10 market.
You'd think.
4 million people live here.
Right.
You watch the TV, and the other day when the weather was 30 degrees.
Right.
Here was the lead story. Sure is cold outside. Let's go to the weather guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is cold outside. Mm-hmm. You know, it sure is cold outside. Let's go to the lady who's standing out on the street who talked to people waiting for the bus today. Sure is cold outside. Mm-hmm. Let's come inside now. You know, it's cold outside. You should really wear mittens and gloves this time of year. Well, We got a break. We'll come back and tell you about Iraq.
I love to hear you diminish their work. I really do. I you know, I never know what you're talking about when you do that. Obviously, somebody in this room didn't get a look at Megan McGrath's work at the White House Easter egg roll on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
which I thought was Peabody worthy.
Was she pushing around the eggs with her teeth?
The kids were signing her teeth.
They are now starting to measure the ratings for TV commercials almost the same way as the shows. A research group has broken down TV's Nielsen ratings minute by minute. Researchers found that 2 out of 3 TiVo owners skip the commercial, sometimes hanging around long enough for just the first one.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you with TiVo.
Yes.
And I've always been a big TiVo advocate myself.
Yes.
I just got the DirecTV HD DVR.
New mm-hmm. receiver. And
the brand new one that holds 100 hours. And I got the new dish on my roof. This DVR makes fast-forwarding with TiVo seem like you're actually watching the commercials.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because on the DVR, at least the one that I got from DirecTV, it's not like where you know on TiVo sometimes you do this and mm-hmm. you go, boy, there still is half the commercial left, and you
right.
go like that again. You go, oh, I overshot. You got to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
got
to
right.
go back.
Boop, boop, boop.
No, with this thing, you hit it 4 times,
uh-huh.
and it goes, boom, right to the spot where the show starts.
Oh, really?
You do not even see a nanosecond of a commercial.
That rocks.
It's fantastic.
So every button advances at 30 seconds.
Right.
Now, John, isn't there a way to defeat the TiVo remote? You had a cheat code some time ago where you can make the TiVo remote do that.
Exactly.
Johnny Gorman!
I bet you can find it on that internet.
Yeah, I can just write it down for you. I know it by heart.
We can just say it, can't we, John?
You hit select, play, select, 3-0, select, and that will make the make you jump 30 seconds ahead
and
when it goes, that little button.
When it goes ding, 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 after you've done that, then you know it took. So it'll work. If you have a power failure, you'll have to program that back in.
Right. Does that work every time then after that?
Yeah, if you program it in, select, play, select, 3-0, select, and then ding, 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 and you're set.
How about that?
I'll write it down for you, Mike.
Cool. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Being as John's mic is open, why did you dial up that special producer's hotline we had back there?
Oh, we have a new phone.
It sounds great.
That phone came from the office upstairs.
Listen to our emergency phone back in the producer's room.
Very good.
It's a quality phone.
Wait while Rob dials this baby.
A princess quality phone.
It's the best.
Hello?
New from Fisher Price.
Hi there.
That really is the ring. Pick it up, John.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Pretty good. You're going to want to probably hang the phone up, though, because your mic is open.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's *30, ding, ding, ding.
Right.
I'm going to have to forgive you.
And now he's going to scream how awesome he is.
I'm awesome!
More about rating the commercials when we return.
Okay, thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
What is the
Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Dongo!
I didn't like it.
Experts at doing the toilet facility. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thank you, Sexton.
And once again.
I know we're going to go to Buzz because Buzz watches this show, Boston Legal. That is Shelley Berman, is it not?
Yes, it is.
The old comedian judge who is on Boston Legal, and that's the tape you play, who is... this is the funniest old guy. I wish they'd use him more.
He's great.
He's absolutely fracturingly funny on this show.
He's been on there about a half dozen times.
Right.
Now, Larry David uses him, too.
That's on his
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, right.
Great.
Right.
Fantastic. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Where we left off, we were talking about they're rating the TV commercials now. I had mentioned the fact that 2 out of 3 TiVo owners skip the commercials, except sometimes they hang around for that first commercial. So that means that 1 out of 3 TiVo owners watches the commercials, and most of the non-skippers are watching CBS. Grandpa doesn't know how to work the buttons. They found that cable viewers have less patience for commercials than folks watching the networks. Again, the grandpa factor. They found that dramas have longer commercial breaks than comedies, and that NBC and ABC have longer breaks than CBS or Fox.
Oh, and the other thing is, sorry, Buzz, but I know everybody knows this, but it is more apparent during American Idol than any other show.
Oh, yeah.
They run American Idol at this level...
And they run the commercial at this level!
Worst violator of any show on television.
Fox, I've noticed that about 24 as well,
yep.
And the Greg House show. All of them, the commercials are very loud.
Really on American Idol. And it's not just because you crank it up to hear the music.
But you do crank it up to hear the music, and then when they go to commercial, it's insane. It really is, and it's not because we're deaf.
How about Greg House on that airplane? Wasn't that something?
Greg House.
He is a good flyer.
Greg House.
The TV commercial rating study also found that viewers of syndicated shows like Oprah and Springer don't mind watching all of the commercials.
I love them.
I would tell you something else, Rob. You did not know about Greg House.
Yes,
he talks funny in real life.
I have seen him on a show, and he talks like he is from another place.
I think you're both full of it.
Thank you.
It's about all I got
so far.
It's a work in progress.
The annual panic is underway as Americans prepare for Monday's tax deadline. That's what it sounds like.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Is everybody happy now?
Is everybody happy?
Oh. John Edwards, who would like your vote for president, says the IRS should have to fill out most of the tax forms.
Dumbass.
He's proposing that the government do the math and complete the returns of as many as 50 million Americans every year.
I'm sorry, I interjected my own political opinion there.
It's all right.
Dumbass. Not about the subject, about
right.
The candidate.
The candidate. You like the idea, though, right?
Dumbass. John Edwards.
Yeah, he's proposing the government fill
dumbass
tax forms for people with no deductions. Edwards says this would collectively spare Americans from 225 million hours of agony every year.
What not?
225 million hours to provide the government with information it already has. The tax return would be called Form 1. You just sign it and send it.
Form 1!
Speaking of taxes, the founder of Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis, has been indicted for tax evasion. Something about an offshore account. Funny, he always seemed like a straight-up guy. Now he could be facing 10 years in prison. And
Boone has a mind of its own.
And cancer has...
And he prefers to be treated like a dog. And also a toilet.
Joe Francis. Cancer has again injected itself into the 08 presidential race. Possible Republican hopeful Fred Thompson.
This is terribly disappointing news, Ross.
It is. He says he's in remission from lymphoma.
Well, that's terribly exciting.
Are you getting ready to go to a do?
Got a charity do.
Doctors say the kind that Thompson has is slow-moving and the prognosis is positive.
I'm dressed as Superman.
Thompson says he's never felt any symptoms from the lymphoma, which is a cancer of the blood.
Oh, this is great. I think this is fantastic, Ross.
You know, we can do a big Fred Thompson bit on Friday. I forgot what a great Fred Thompson you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And fortunately, I'm in remission, Ross.
You're fine.
And I call you Ross every time because it's Barbarians at the Gate.
However, Mike, I must tell you, it sounds a bit like your Imus.
Oh, stupid. I did a bad thing. They all sound alike. I'm done doing them.
Mike, I'm kidding.
Now he's crying.
I'm crying.
See what you've done?
I'm crying.
Hey, see
what you did?
But, you
gave Fred Thompson cancer.
You know, I'm going to say something.
What?
I did a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I tell you what nothing sounds like?
Yeah. This voice! Shove it all, you critics! I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, don't be Charlie.
Don't fire me.
You're welcome anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when someone's elected president, they tend to lose touch with the real world, not even knowing the price of bread or milk. Not Rudy Giuliani.
Look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Rudy Giuliani lost touch some time ago. The Republican frontrunner was asked by a reporter in Montgomery, Alabama, if he knew, the price of bread and milk. Quoting Rudy, a gallon of milk is probably about $1.50, a loaf of bread about $1.25, $1.30. That's so quaint. Milk is a little over $3 a gallon, depending on what part of the country you live in. Bread, about $3 a loaf, give or take a few pennies.
In fairness to Mr. Giuliani, isn't it a guy thing, though, really?
Yeah,
I mean, and no matter what your socioeconomic level, isn't it a guy thing? I don't pay attention when I go into the store to buy milk. You got to get it. You got to buy it.
Just going
to
say the same thing. You just pull it off the shelf and you don't look at the price.
And I think that's guys. Guys don't pay attention to that.
Depending on your income.
You pay attention to it.
I do.
You do.
You do pay attention to the prices if you're clipping coupons and you have a limited amount of money to spend on groceries.
But how would Mike and I know about that?
Exactly. Maybe I was talking to somebody else.
Oh, God.
Maybe you should make the news a little more applicable for Mike and I.
Really?
For
seriously.
Fancy men of means.
News for fancy men.
Do you have any stories about venture capital?
Well, yesterday I had that story about you being audited this year.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that's not a happy story.
Well, no. Sadly, it isn't, but that's the way news goes, you know?
Uh-huh.
Rudy was, Giuliani was in Alabama talking about how he thinks he can relate to the Republicans who live there, and so a reporter...
I'll tell you what a bitch is.
Reporter challenged that.
I was in the liquor store the other day.
Yes?
Cristal.
Yeah?
$300 a bottle.
That's a little pricey.
Well, that's a little expensive, but worth it.
I only bought 8 bottles.
No, that's it. You buy it by the case. You get a little cheaper.
You got to cut back. Rudy Giuliani was also in Montgomery and being asked about the Confederate flag. He said it should be a state's decision and that he hadn't seen any Confederate flags during his visit, even though there were 4 of them flying next to the Alabama Capitol.
Yes, he does, Rob.
He does what?
Rob was asking Charlie if he liked Buttman.
Oh, is that the porno you're looking at right now?
Yes. Yeah.
I found some of the pictures in that distasteful.
Here's
a shock. Mike is reading porno today,
uh-huh.
All about the ass.
This was sent to us by the porn star we had on.
Sunny Lane.
Sunny Lane,
yeah.
And I want to find something.
And there were
really
a series of Buttman videos, and I didn't know he has a magazine, but apparently he does.
Oh, it's a guy?
Try to understand, ladies. He's not used to being around women who aren't inflatable.
It's the name Buttman. That's why.
Seriously. Have you ever talked to a woman without having to give your credit card number?
I thought Buttman was the guy who bought the magazine.
Mike, you know what that reminds me of? My doctor appointment today.
God, I hope not.
That's the one I was looking for.
That is just gross.
Is your Dr. Andre the Giant?
It's a very shiny magazine.
It's a magazine that just has beautiful women putting things where they should not be going.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And Charlie likes it. Charlie, there's drawings in there. Did you see the drawings?
Yeah, I did.
Sketches.
Take it away.
No, I don't want it.
Take it away. Yeah, like we all didn't look at it. Like we all didn't read it.
Not my cup of tea.
I'm not the pervert.
More than once.
You are.
Yeah, I am.
Your pervert has a hard candy.
growing up in Kansas, I came to know that if somebody wanted to send you to Learned, it meant you were crazy. Since the days of Dorothy and Toto, that's where Kansas has kept the criminally insane, at a facility in a town called Learned. Aaron Pritchard of Hutchinson, Kansas, has been sent to Learned for putting 2 toddlers in a clothes dryer to punish them for wetting their pants. The 2-year-old girl is okay. The 3-year-old boy, however, has a few second-degree burns. Pritchard says he was just giving the kids rides in the dryer for fun. He says he even put in pillows to cushion them. He went into a profanity-laced tirade when they took him out of the courtroom. And then they loaded him into the van headed for Larned.
Oh, no.
There he goes.
A tribute to Jim Morrison of the Doors when we return.
Oh, God. Okay. I didn't realize we had another break. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like foul-mouthed bobblehead doll. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How's it, Hank?
You know, jump in your face.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you got this or not.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I did. Yeah, I think we're on the same page here.
I just got a page from a radio friend of mine about Imus.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just going to say MSNBC has dropped the simulcast of the Don Imus radio program. CBS Radio, meanwhile, says instead of Best Of, there will be a series of guest hosts and news programs during Imus's 2-week absence.
Sure to sound like the beginning of the end.
Jesus. Yeah. Wow.
Too bad for that old bastard.
You know,
I'm
really.
Sorry, I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
I know. Bottom's falling out now.
Well, as the article, what was the article about the green in USA Today? You know, it is coming down to the advertisers, and advertisers are jumping off the ship, and that's what's causing the problem.
Big one.
GM, right.
Procter & Gamble, the ones that Don mentioned earlier.
Well,
there were only a few rock stars in our history who really had charisma, but Jim...
So does that mean MSNBC would like to simulcast our show?
There's an opening.
Can you imagine that?
Our show full of newsmakers?
MSNBC says it'll fill the hours with programming from the rest of the day.
So. MSNBC will do what they do. They'll just talk about Anna Nicole Smith's baby.
There you go.
Baby.
There'll be a lot of that.
Baby.
So there it is. Yeah, starting.
Well, it is.
There were a very few rock stars, as I said.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Don.
I'm sorry.
You were right.
I'm a bad man, Mike.
I'm a bad man.
You're a good man.
And I'm embarrassed to say it.
I'm sorry.
Here's my Western shirt and my straw-like hair.
Finally, what do you do if you know you're too drunk to drive?
Well, hold on.
What?
What were you going to say before that?
It's too long a story to explain right now. This is about Jim Morrison and can I tell you tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Tell us now.
All right. Well, he exposed himself during a concert in Miami in 69, and now his fans are trying to get him pardoned. Good chance it'll happen. Because Governor Charlie Crist of Florida also went to Florida State University, same as Jim Morrison. And quoting him, he's a null. Given that fact, I'm certainly willing to review it. So it looks like that indecent exposure charge may be dropped against the dead man.
That means Seminole.
Yes.
Thank you. Right. And Jim Morrison also prominently featured in Wayne's World 2.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Now, finally, what do you do?
Not the real Jim Morrison, of course.
If you know you're too drunk to drive.
I think he's an actor playing Jim Morrison.
Val Kilmer.
If you're too drunk to drive...
No, that was the Doors movie, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
In theory, you could give the car keys to your son, even if he's only 14 years old, unless, of course, he's just as drunk as you are.
Daddy?
That's why James Vernon Hulbert Jr. of Hanover, Virginia, could now go to prison for up to 5 years. At least Jim and the boy are okay, even after running into that tree. I'm Buzz Verbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm drunk, Daddy. Buzz, you had a time to tell us about Jim Morrison.
Look, it worked.
Don't leave us hanging. You're talking about the great Jim Morrison.
I like
Amen.
The tease.
Got it. I know you like the tease. Here's a tease. All callers show tomorrow.
That's it.
And it'll be simulcast on MSNBC.
Very good.
We'll see you later. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed, can I say hi to a friend of mine? Hi, butt man.
I knew that was coming.
I love him.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.